Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT Live at CES is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to create a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 30% off your new account for 3 months, go to Squarespace.com and use offer code CES1.
We're live now. We're live.
Oh, Tom. Yeah. My goodness.
Hi.
Wow. Pressure's on.
Okay.
Well, hey, everybody.
So should we start the show here?
Yes.
We're 100% sure
we're in front of a dead clown. There's nothing more appropriate.
I think we should start in front of a dead clown. Nothing better.
Sir?
All right.
He says yes.
Two is yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right.
Honk twice if you're ready.
Yeah. Are you starting or am I?
You can.
Thank you.
Sure.
Ladies first. All right. You ready, Brent? Here we go. Hey, welcome to CES coverage on TWiT. I'm Tom Merritt.
I'm Sarah Lane.
And we are at the Digital Experience Press Conference, which the Digital Experience Conference always has a theme. This year, it's dead clowns.
Well, that and cowboys.
Actually, yeah, I think it's rodeo, more of a rodeo.
The clowns are so rodeo-like, especially when they're in a barrel.
Yeah.
So,
poor dead clowns.
The Digital Experience is, I mean, it's a CES staple.
It is, yeah. This is where all of the vendors come to show their products off to the press. Now, we were at CES Unveiled last night.
Mm-hmm.
That is a CEA-run event, so you have to be at the show. You don't really have to be at the show to be in this one. So you see a lot of things that you might not see otherwise.
It's a very big event. You'll see in a second. I mean, the room is huge, but it's not too crazy. They're selective about who gets in here.
Yeah, yeah. It's not as packed. It's not as much of a crush. So let's go and take a look.
Let's.
Come on. I think we start with Lenovo.
Let's start with Lenovo.
They announce a product every 2 seconds at CES, and we need to get them out of the way.
they announced, what, 10 products today?
They announced a bunch of products before the show, and then they announced products yesterday, and we saw a couple at CES Unveiled. And then today they had a press conference. We're like, what are they going to announce? What do they have left? They actually have a couple of really cool things. The first one we'll try to take a look at is the yoga.
Let's try.
Yeah.
We'll
lose Brent here.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Is this the yoga? All right, so, Lenovo is, you guys are announcement heavy this year.
Yes.
What is the yoga? How does it work?
So this is a 13-inch Ultrabook. So you can see the design is aluminum shell, what we call pillow proofing. So nice, clean design. The vent is in the back by the hinge here. Really thin. So the Ultrabook spec for the 13-inch notebooks is 18 millimeters. This is 17. We're actually allowed to go up to 20 if you include touch, which we've actually done here. So you can see we have actually 10 finger. I'm holding 5. If you want to do 5, we'll have 10 total. All right. Yeah. So 10 finger touch and 17 millimeters. So really excited about that. Also, you can see the leather textured palm rest and the glass touch pad. So some nice features that way. Now, the reason we call it yoga, though, because it's not just a really great Ultrabook. It does more. You can see the hinge actually allows you to go flat or flip all the way around to tablet mode.
So that's it. You don't have to swivel or change anything. You just bet that thing straight back. That's
exactly.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it flips all the way around. So the hinge actually has the two actuation points and allows you to flip completely around.
And does the keyboard go dead?
So it
does.
You're
not accidentally typing about
Exactly. At 180 degrees, the keys are disabled. So it enables you to do different positions, for example. So this would be what we call stand mode. So I can get it up really close to the edge of the table here. So if you can imagine, you know, on a coffee table with a couch, you want to get it up to watch a movie very close. We can also do what's called tent mode. So you could go to tent mode. And the display would flip in the final version as well, so you could do the same type of thing.
And your cat could go and hang out inside.
Yeah, there you go, in the tent.
It's a tent for pets.
Exactly. So that's why we call this yoga.
What about people who are kind of rough on their laptops and throw them around a little bit if they're in tablet mode and they're worried about their keyboard getting scratched?
So the design is actually really a nice design, and Lenovo is known for innovation and quality in the design, so I definitely think that we've put a lot of consideration into the materials being used and the durability. So of course it hasn't launched yet, so I can't speak to that, but I do know as a company we certainly look at that, make sure that we're using premium materials and durable design.
Are you running the Windows 8 preview on here, or is that Windows 7?
We are. We're going to launch this product with Windows 8. So as you can see here, we have that preview mode. And we're going to launch in conjunction with Windows 8.
Now, this is interesting because it's a tablet. You can and a touchscreen.
Mm-hmm.
You can still use the touch here, right?
Well, yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah.
What's the price and availability looking like at this point? Do you have that?
Actually, we don't. We're going to launch with Windows 8, so the pricing is dependent on some details to be worked out with Microsoft. So as of right now, we don't have pricing.
Do you have a range that you're talking about?
No, or? Unfortunately, I don't have the exact ballpark numbers for the moment.
It's all ballpark time?
With Windows 8.
We can't trick
as
you into telling us when Windows 8 is going to come out, is what you're trying to say. I get it. No problem.
Yeah.
All right. That's great. And it's called the Yoga, right?
Yoga, correct. Yeah. So this is Lenovo IdeaPad Yoga.
Got it.
Very nice. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We're going to go around the
That's
corner
That's not
here
all
too.
Lenovo has, though.
No, they are.
Lenovo.
Like we said, you know, we've talked about the hybrid. We saw that yesterday.
That's right.
They've got a TV with running ice cream sandwich. We saw that yesterday as well. But they also announced a new all-in-one here that they're
The
they're
Idea Center.
Off. Yeah, this is a not just an all-in-one, but it's also a collapsible all-in-one and a touchscreen. Almost like a mini Microsoft Touch Surface. We got to let Mark Lasea from CNET TV finish shooting before we can get in there.
Oh, one of your former kinds.
Yeah.
Right, him. So this is larger.
There you go. You can see it. Rich Brown from CNET's doing it, and they're collapsing it down. And they've got a little game there that they're playing.
Yeah, the Ladybug game.
So are you with Lenovo? We're streaming live. Is it okay if we ask you a couple questions? All right. So what is the name of the product exec?
This is the Lenovo Idea Center A720.
Okay. And do you have a price and availability for it?
Yeah, so the product gets available in April of next year, and the starting price is $1,299. April 2012.
But $1,299, you said?
$1,299, starting from $1,299.
That's fantastic. And why the long lead time for it?
So basically, we're announcing the product now, and then as we get it out into the market, we see it available around April.
Okay, it's taking a while to build it.
It's just that we announce the product now, and then getting some marketing done, and then getting the general availability around April.
Is it, it's a multi-touch screen. How many points, how many fingers can you have at once?
So it features the industry's best passive capacitance touch, 10-finger multi-touch capable product.
And it's it's running Windows 8?
It's running Windows 7 currently.
It's running Windows 7 right now.
And what we have done is to build a custom UI on top of the Windows operating system to enable the multi-touch experience.
You can play two or four people.
So the thing you've been shown on is, you've shown air hockey now as well. I've noticed you've been showing several games that multiple people could play.
Yeah, so I think the key to this mode is to have a lot of games which the people can enjoy. So it is not just a normal PC, mounted vertically, but it is also a comfort, an any angle comfort kind of product, right? So at the flat mode, basically, what you would like to do is to collaborate and to play a lot of games.
What if you're not a game playing kind of person, or you don't have this in a game playing kind of company? What other uses would this be good for, especially in a professional or consumer setting?
Yeah, so what we have done is to also bundle in a lot of kids' software. Mm. And this could be a great way to interact with your kids, tell them stories in a more interactive manner, and that's what we have gone ahead and done.
And have them be interactive with a flat surface.
Now, what are the specs on the inside? What kind of processor you got and memory and that sort of thing?
So this features the Intel Core i, up to Core i7, and 8 gig of memory, 1 TB of hard drive. Will feature discrete graphics up to 2 GB.
Do you want to take...
Yeah, additional features. Basically, it also has a TV tuner card. It's got a 720p HD capable web camera, which is Skype certified. And basically, a lot of USB, both 3 and 2 ports. Yes.
That's your main port. Is there a Thunderbolt port or
No. It features the USB 3. And additionally, what we have also done is to have Dolby Advanced Home Theater system bundled along with this for a great audio experience.
Only available in the 27-inch, correct?
Yeah, it's currently available in the 27-inch.
Are there any plans in the future to, if this does well, maybe roll out a model that's smaller for somebody who has a smaller space but likes the idea?
At this point, we are focused on getting this product successful.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind if we give it a try, see how it works? You wanna get in there and put your hands on it?
Angry Birds.
And the tension on the hinge is specifically designed so that wherever
I could tell by how you.
So this is the first time Angry Birds running a 27-inch side. We can check it out. Experience is totally different.
Well, you may not be right. Roby. Roku, I'm sorry. Roku. Yeah. You can play Angry Birds on your TV on Roku.
Yeah, this is the case. Next.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Yes.
So here's your hinge design. It moves from the vertical mode to a comfort touch mode, and then to a completely flat mode.
So it goes from here to a 5 degree.
That's right. And then. I would call this as maybe 90 degrees, and then this would be maybe a minus 5 degrees.
Whoa. Yeah, it got loud when you did
that. Yeah. So every angle we can support it for the time. Means that it's very stable, yeah. You can find that.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy
it's
to move around.
It's not difficult to move.
No.
But it's stable.
I like it. That's great. Tom, Angry Birds? I'm not a huge Angry Birds person, actually. I'm like, eh.
Yeah, the touchscreen's a little... Oh, yeah.
A little laggy.
But it's not the worst I've ever seen.
Tom, I want a master. I love. Oh, peas. Good. I wasn't sure where you were going.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is great. The Idea Touch from Lenovo, due out in April.
April 2012.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I thought we were talking about 2013.
Year because we're so close into the year.
Oh, well, that's not too long.
No, it's about 4 months.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
And the base is a precision cut aluminum base.
Oh, okay.
So
very nice.
If you see.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good
again.
Stuff. Thanks, Lenovo. So they just keep coming out with new products.
Well, should we? I know we said we'd go the other direction to Tony.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe we'll just go to. We're right by Nikon.
Maybe we'll just drift. Yeah, let's go over to Nikon
Someone
and see if
Tony
they've got
we're going the other way.
The D4.
Nikon D4 is there?
I hope so.
I know you're excited about seeing it.
I am. You know, Trey Ratcliffe the other day thought.
Yeah, he wasn't that excited. He thought it was a little overhyped. And Wired is here shooting it all.
In his opinion, there are just other cameras that have better specs.
Yeah.
So.
Let's come on up. Don't get in the Wired shot. Maybe we can go around the corner here.
Hi.
Good.
How are you?
We're streaming live from This Week in Tech.
All right. I'm not a Nikon spokesperson, so I cannot.
We run into this a lot. That's why we give you the warning.
Let me grab that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Wait, which one of these is the D4? That's the D4 right there. Okay, cool. We can get some shots of that while you get us ahead.
It's good looking.
Do you want to take a look at it?
Yeah.
May I?
All right.
What? Surprisingly light.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, yeah.
I mean, considering.
It's not half to it, but it's not, yeah. It's,
yeah.
Not, it's not weighty.
You've got, you know, this is huge. It's not surprisingly small, but you wouldn't expect this from the D4. It is surprisingly light. All right, well, it's kind of hard to do this with a microphone in your hand.
Yeah. Do you want me to hold that for you? Do we have... Can we talk to you on camera?
Wow, that's fast.
All right.
Wow.
All right. No one. Woo! Everyone's afraid of the camera.
Everyone's afraid of the camera?
Yeah.
Well, they should be unafraid
That's
of
funny
the camera.
Because they make cameras.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
There we go.
Hey there. Hi.
Here, I'll hold the mic.
D4.
Yes.
Tell us everything.
Okay. Ooh, wow. How much time you got?
No. I'm kidding. Not everything.
There's so much stuff packed into this camera. This D4 is really exciting. It's got a 16.2 megapixel CMOS sensor, really high speed sensor, has an ISO range from, if you can believe it, 50 ISO all the way up to 204,800 ISO. That literally see in the dark. It shoots 10 frames per second with full automation, or it'll actually lock exposure and your focus on the first frame and go as high as 11 frames per second for special events and things like that.
Yeah, I actually just held down shutter.
It goes really fast.
Now, when you say it can literally see in the dark, I mean, obviously that's because the ISO lets a lot of light in.
Yes.
Is that how much in practice is that actually going to happen? The lights are off in here. What kind of pictures are we going to get?
I was shooting pictures before sunrise, and I had to focus on a mountain. The only way I could see to focus was to crank the ISO up to 204,000. I could see well enough to focus, and as soon as I got back down to the ISO that I was actually going to shoot at, I couldn't see a thing.
Wow.
So it was actually very, very useful in really low light conditions, if for nothing more than just to focus on the live view screen on the camera. But in practice, in actually shooting photographs and even HD video in that kind of low light, not a problem.
So folks that love Nikon are very, very excited about this camera.
Yes.
The Canon lovers, for example, find things that to say that the D4 isn't enough of a competitor to, let's say, the equivalent camera on the Canon side. How do you prove it
wrong? Well, for instance, I mean, there are a lot of similar features because, I mean, the evolution of our top pro-end cameras between the two companies, there are a lot of similarities, and there have been for many years. One of the things that we've done is that we've actually incorporated a few features that I have not seen in theirs, which are really exciting and should be very exciting, not only to Nikon users, but to all people, especially in the filmmaking world.
For example?
There are a couple of things where you can actually crop the sensor to three different sizes in order to maximize the versatility of your lens collection.
Uh-huh.
By actually cropping the sensor, we're not losing any resolution like you would in still photography. We deliver a 1:1 or a 1x full frame FX format you can shoot in, and that delivers a 1080p file. You can shoot in DX, which is a 1.5x crop, which mm-hmm. delivers a 1080p file, and a new 1080 crop mode, which actually is a 2.7x crop mode, which also delivers 1080p. So, for example,
so this is a unique to Nikon
very
feature.
Very unique. No other DSLR on the market can do this, and it just adds to the versatility mm-hmm. without sacrificing image or file quality in any way. Another thing that's really unique is we've taken the HDMI port on this camera, and we've enabled this camera to actually output at a full 1080p, uncompressed 8-bit 422 video that can be recorded into an outboard digital video recorder, which is commonly used in the filmmaking industry.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a first also for a DSLR. We have eliminated all of the information that's on the screen that can be recorded, so you get a nice, clean HDMI output that can be easily recorded with an outboard device. We've even put a headphone jack in here, so you don't need any ancillary equipment in order to monitor the audio while you're recording also, which is something that's very important to people who are shooting video.
How's the interest been so far?
Oh, off the hook. It's been crazy. I'm so tired.
Horrible. Nobody's paid any attention to it.
I'm working on some really long days since the announcement. It's been very, very exciting.
Am I right that there's a new file format that it reads in addition to Compact Flash?
Well, yes. Actually, there is a second slot inside the camera, which is called XQD. There's one slot for a CF card, which supports up to the latest standard GDMA 7, and then a new XQD card standard that Nikon was a part of a number of companies that proposed and established this standard about a year or so ago. This is a faster card standard. It's a more durable card standard, so we're very excited about the possibilities. And because of that additional speed that it offers, you know, and we're putting such demands on these cameras now, really we're looking forward to the future in terms of memory capacity and memory card systems. So
now, as I understand it, the XQD that's implemented today is not as fast as the fastest compact flash you could possibly get, but it has the potential to get faster in the future.
It's a little bit faster, but does have the potential of getting not only faster, but the capacity is getting very, very large. Absolutely. But plus the durability factor, you don't have to worry about the exposed pins and the card slots and things like that. So it's a very, I think, a very forward-looking type of system.
So how long do you think these cameras will have slots for both? Because obviously XQD would be where we'd go in the future.
Well, we always expect that, you know, we don't want to, you know, make that leap all in one step. We realize that there will be a transition period. So putting both of those cards in there is an effort to sort of, you know, mitigate the all of a sudden having a totally new card standard. So it gives photographers the opportunity to use both.
You think in 2 years we'll have switched over completely?
I wish I could say. We can't really talk about any future products or any development, unfortunately. But stay tuned.
Thought I'd ask.
Stay tuned for details. It's about the best I can do.
All right. And retails for about $6,000.
Yeah. $59.99.
$59.99. Well, yep. you save 5 cents.
Yeah, you save 5 cents. No, it'll be available in February. Yep.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful camera and very light.
Yeah.
I was impressed at how light it actually felt, considering all things considered.
Have a good show.
Thanks.
All right, cheers. Which way do we go now?
Which way do we go? Nobody knows.
Let's
where
go.
It stops.
Let's go to NVIDIA. They're right there.
Let's
right
do
across
it.
The way. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
I didn't see you there. Good to see you, too.
Robert. Well, hello. How are you? I didn't recognize you all dressed down at the show.
I recognize you. You dressed up.
Oh, yeah. Well, aren't I? Wow.
Mm-hmm. If you don't know, Robert Ballister, Father Bob, was on our listener call-in show over the holidays.
He was great.
You were fantastic. And it was great to see you yesterday.
Yeah, I know. At the cattle car version of CES.
This is
yeah, I couldn't move more than 5 feet without getting too personal with someone. It was kind of scary.
So have you been looking around here?
We've been looking around. A few new things from Energizer. TP-Link has it's probably the coolest little Wi-Fi gadgets. For geeks who really like playing with Wi-Fi, you want to build your own little networks, they've got some very nice devices at really, really reasonable cost.
Like what kind of stuff?
They've got one that can actually be powered off of USB. It's the world's smallest router, and it runs Linux.
Oh, nice.
So if you really wanted to get in there and hack around with it, you could.
Nice.
So,
very
yeah.
Good.
But mostly some of the same companies showing some of the same stuff, but larger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I was talking with somebody earlier before the show started here about the fact that it doesn't seem like we're seeing anything big, anything new. It's TVs, it's tablets. There's a little bit of...
The TVs are thinner. The tablets are ultra...
the ultrabooks, but that's not
really.
I don't
want to sound like it's lackluster. I'm just trying to figure out what's that thing? Right. What's that thing?
This is something that you mentioned on the call-in show, which is, you know, when you go to these shows, you expect to be wowed. You want to see something that you didn't know was possible. And if you show me a TV that's 5 inches bigger, or if you show me a tablet that's 2 inches smaller, that doesn't really do it for me. You know,
it's an evolution,
exactly,
but it's not a wow.
Exactly. I want to see something weird. I want to see something that I look at and say, I want to see something where I first say, why would I ever need that? and then 5 minutes later and say, wow, I need that.
Well, actually, I found it, the guy on the mechanical bowl.
I'll be on that bowl later on. I'm going to try
and
it.
You don't need it.
Absolutely.
Right, let us know before you get on. Cheer for you.
I don't think you want to see an overweight priest on a bowl. That's that's a bad thing.
You don't know a small
It's got to be my cover band for something, but I don't know what.
Overweight priest on a bowl. Actually, that could be a good name.
All right.
Now, you're going to be in the South Hall tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we will.
Okay, you're going to have the standard, the Twit Eagles perch.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay, we'll absolutely stop by. And,
please
and
do.
Because you guys have the bird's eye on tech. Yeah, well,
thank you so much.
And good to run into you again. You. Yeah, thank
Come
you.
Come do one of our shows again. You were wonderful. It was good to see you.
Take care.
That's the best thing about these events is that you just run into people that you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's like what you were saying yesterday. It's like a big reunion. Should we take a look at it? What do you got?
Okay. Let's see some headphones. Oh my gosh. Well,
congratulations. You're live.
Very nice. How do they feel?
She can't hear anything. Yeah.
Oh, noise canceling. Noise canceling. No, this is this actually really the...
These are just one of a kind, but we do have Inspiration headphones. They have interchangeable bands.
Okay. So, noise canceling, obviously.
Yes.
All right.
Wait, you have to try them with music.
I have to try on a different color.
That's just the base model. That's not good enough for you.
No. Who wants white, after all, when you can have fuchsia?
No, actually, I think she's getting a sound source for you.
Oh, I see. Oh, to listen to something. Well, okay. What's that? Well, I think Gene is going to help us out with that. Oh, good. Wonderful.
Ease of setup. Just plug them in.
They are rectangular. A little different. Okay. All right. Here.
Very gray.
Yes. Here, you want to hold these?
Here, you have to blast the music, Sarah.
Wow. They really do cancel out the noise.
Really?
Uh-huh. I feel like I'm at the ocean.
I've never liked you.
I can hear that.
You can hear that.
But actually, now that I have music playing...
You have a tiger growing out of your face.
I truly can't hear you.
You really can't hear me. Okay. Yeah. But it's true. She does.
So they're comfortable?
Yeah. They sound good. Can't hear anything. I can't ask any questions.
I'm going to turn off the music so I won't be able to actually have an interview about this. But no, these are nice. I'm a big fan of noise-canceling headphones. I will say that the din of the room, I can still hear, which makes it almost
pretty
like...
Pretty loud room, to be
it's
fair.
It's a loud room.
But yeah, that's a good test.
There's a bit of a conch shell kind of a background thing going on, but it has drastically reduced the ambient noise. Here's my little switch. Switch it back on again.
And they come with rhinestones, if you want.
Yeah, there's a big difference between the noise canceling on and off. Very comfortable. I'm not one to necessarily want rhinestones on my headphones. But so, I like the variety of colors. Thank you, Gina. Apparently so. Tom, I mean, that's just your name on
me.
It. It screams
all
Tom.
All over. So how much are they?
$279.95.
$279.
Yes, but they have interchangeable headbands.
When are they available now?
When are they
going to
be available? This fall?
In the spring?
Yeah, around the May time frame.
Spring time frame. All right.
But actually, active noise canceling. These aren't isolating. These are, yeah. They've and the electronics are in the headphones, I guess?
Can you speak to that?
Sure.
I was just saying, where's your chips? Where's your, that's doing the noise canceling? Is it in the headphones or is it in the band?
Yeah, the amplifier, noise cancels all in the headphones. Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good to see you,
Gina.
You too.
Now, people give Bose a hard time for being too expensive for no reason. Monster is in that price point.
Yeah. And it's.
I'm not saying there's no reason.
I'm not paying.
I just.
$280.
I see comparable stuff for less.
So let's see if we can get a look at that. Is there anything showing a Tegra 3? They got their 3D that they always show, but I don't know. I don't see anything in particular, but that doesn't mean anything.
No,
I just see a lot of video game stuff.
We got video game stuff.
This might be the Ultrabook that running the Tegra 3. Now, the whole thing with the Tegra 3, if you don't know, is that it's power saving. And they've already talked in the past about the fact that they have a fifth core that they can shut off when it's not necessary to save power.
That's
but
right.
Today, in a press conference, NVIDIA was saying that they're actually able to sense when a pixel is on the screen and dim the backlight so that the backlight isn't constantly on and drawing power. But let's see if we can get to... Hey, is there somebody who could talk to us? We're streaming live right now. Do you have the Tegra 3 devices here?
We certainly do. The two tablets you see here are actually Transformer Prime based on Android, showcasing one of a really recent gaming titles, Shadowgun. And what you're actually seeing is multiplayer Android gaming. Currently, right now, it's running on a PC acting as a dedicated server. However, once Shadowgun actually comes launches for the public, you'll actually be able to have a dedicated server running on Android. So this has never been seen before. We actually showcased this at our press conference earlier this afternoon. We're really, really excited about it. It's really a testament to gaming on Android, gaming with quad-core Tegra 3.
It's our first chance to look at the Transformer Prime. It's a little bonus as well. Now, I was trying to explain to them about the fifth core, the fact that you can shut the fifth core down in the Tegra 3 to save power. But you were describing in the press conference today about some pixel management with the backlight. Can you explain how that works?
There's a number of different innovations. Tegra 3 is a quad-core design. It's actually a fifth core, and Jensen was jokingly calling it a ninja core. So what's happening is if it senses that you're not doing something very taxing that requires all the four full, you know, crazy speed cores, this fifth core will actually run at very, very low power and take care of all the processing. As soon as you start to do something that requires more power, bam, those full quad cores kick in and take over. We also introduced today Direct Touch. So basically all the touchscreen interface normally has additional hardware built into the tablet. And so you have an additional layer of processing having to go through. We've now dumped all that processing onto that fifth core of Tegra 3. So that now, in addition to better performance, lower costs for the tablet vendors, hopefully lower costs for the devices themselves. And lastly, the third innovation is we basically have dynamic backlighting.
Right, that's the interesting
thing. Yep, and so the nice thing there is you have no real perceptible degradation in image quality or brightness, but at the same time, you have a pretty profound increase in overall battery life.
So what does it do? It turns off the backlight when the pixel is active so that the backlight, because the backlight isn't necessary and it senses that? How does that work?
It's basically looking at contrast ramps. And so rather than having a contrast ramp fall off a cliff and be really dramatic, it basically senses when there's not a huge shift. It says, all right, this won't be a huge black and white difference. I can get away with lowering the backlight here. But if it does sense one of these really sharp peaks coming, it's not going to dim the backlight because all of a sudden it would be a huge swing to your eyes and you'd be like, whoa, what's going on?
Excellent. And it's a touchscreen, you said?
Correct.
And that's the cool thing about the Transformer Prime as well. When are we going to expect to start seeing Tegra 3 device?
This is actually available today, and one of the announcements we actually made is that Ice Cream Sandwich is now available on the Transformer Prime.
It's pretty
light. This is the world's first Android tablet with Ice Cream Sandwich. Coincidentally, it's also the world's first quad-core tablet.
So I could walk in the shop, order this today? Well, the shop being the internet?
there's a variety of different retail and e-tail, depending on which region you're located in. But correct.
And how much does it run for? Do you know?
Oh, I was just trying to show off the touch screen.
No, you're not the Transformer guy. But thanks for chatting with us about the Tegra. Really excited. It looks like a cool chip. Cheers. You're still playing around with it, huh?
Yeah, I thought I would. It's tiny little guy. Not as light as I thought it would be, but it's... feels pretty solid.
Well,
I like the brushed
the
metal
Asus
look.
The Asus has a booth here, too. Hopefully they've got that going on. We can find out a little more about the price and availability.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I want to see a little more how that works, too, with the transforming ability.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just ended their game demo. Way to go.
Well, they can get back into it. That's sort of what they do, right?
Yeah, like exactly.
Shadow
there
gun.
It is.
Right, there
Launch
we are.
It up.
We're back
that
in.
That didn't work.
I wanted to see what it looked like. Okay. Well, speaking of Asus...
Asus that way? All right. Let's go that
way.
Why not? Tony will never find us anyway. It's not a big deal. keeping our eyes open. Oh, I actually want to talk to the Sensix guys without their helmet there at some point.
Oh, yeah. We got to put some
you know,
silly
on our way,
on.
maybe we hit Canon.
Yeah, let's.
And get the response.
Absolutely. Now, Canon has the GX1. Am I remembering it correctly?
Yeah, we came over earlier and tried to get a...
We did.
Oh, yeah. He's got it over at that table over there.
Okay. We'll go over one more table. This is Canon.
This is what you do with these things. You just kind of power your way forward.
Right. You have to be sort of pushy, actually.
You do. Yeah, I'm horrible at this.
I know the feeling.
Sarah's going to walk up there and get something.
Hi. I told you we'd be back. We're streaming live. We'd love to hear more about this G1X.
So this is the G1X. It's our new flagship PowerShot model. It comes with a brand new 14.3 megapixel, 1.5-inch size sensor, which is about 9 times as large as a traditional point-and-shoot camera. It's getting you brilliant depth of field, much better low-light performance. It also has our DIGIC 5 image processor, which gets you ISO performance up to 12,800. 14-bit raw processing, which gets you much smoother gradations, better color separation. You can work with it better in post-production. It also has a 4x zoom lens, so it's a 28-112 fixed zoom lens. It has a 3-inch vari-angle LCD screen, 922,000 dots. It's the highest resolution screen we put in a point-and-shoot camera.
All right, so I am a big fan of... I had a S90, then move on to the S95. I don't have 100 yet, but that was going to be the next logical choice. For somebody who loves that line, why should I move to a beautiful camera, obviously, but something that's larger, heavier,
right. So it's going to be a larger camera, but it's also going to be a much better, higher quality camera. So the sensor on the S100 versus this, it's about 6 times larger. So you're going to get much better depth
of field.
This
is 6 times larger.
Yeah.
Okay.
The G1X is 6 times larger than the S100. So you're going to get much better shallow depth of field. So you're going to be able to blur that background out when you're shooting. You also have an upgraded aperture rating all the way up to f/16. So if you wanted to shoot landscape photos, you're going to get crystal clear focus all the way through the background. Has the full 1080p HD video with the movie button on the back. So if you're shooting stills, you want to switch over to video, you just hit the red button and you're off and recording.
All right, so... I love everything that you're saying, but then I think to myself, so why not just go DSLR at this point?
So is this just
the hybrid, the in-between camera for people who are getting interested?
So this is going to be more of a companion camera to a professional photographer. So we're figuring somebody who is going to gravitate towards this is already shooting with a 7D or a 5D.
Okay.
They're just looking for that real high-quality walk-around camera. Because of the, we use the same technology in the sensor as our EOS line. You can use this as kind of a location scout without having to bring, your big 5D, take pictures, and the quality is going to be almost similar to, your 7D or your 60D.
Is it available now?
It's going to be available in February. Retails for $799.
$799. Well, there you go. That's a good price point for someone who's looking to get serious about photos but doesn't want to pay those big lens prices. All right. Good stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Have blue cameras.
So you've seen Canon, you've seen Nikon. Has this affected your feelings in any way?
Well, the two cameras we looked at between Nikon and Canon were very apples and oranges as far as comparisons go. But I have been sort of a Nikon enthusiast for many years, but as of late, I think that the Canon was so...
Sorry, I got distracted.
By the tofu. You heard it here, folks. He's a tofu fanatic. That Canon looks delightful.
It comes with a free fork.
Hello, Asus. How are you? Thank you so much. Tom, what do you want to look at first? Because we have a lot to choose from.
Well, the Transformer Prime. Yeah, sure.
Sure, thank you very much. Press kit.
So we were curious about the we saw it over at the NVIDIA booth because they're using it to promo the Tegra 3.
It's the first tablet with Tegra 3, NVIDIA Tegra 3.
And what's the price and availability on it?
For 32 gig, it's $499, and 64 gig, it's $599.
And available now.
The station is $149.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So $149 extra to get the keyboard.
Right.
Can we see how it transforms?
Yeah, of course. Okay.
We're not in Milpitas.
And take it up.
There you go. That's why people like the Transformer right there. Because look at this. This just looks like a regular tablet.
Yeah.
A good old fashioned.
It's a 10-inch tablet.
10-inch Asus tablet.
Android
and it's running Gingerbread or ice
honeycomb.
Cream. It's running Honeycomb.
And
okay.
It's upgradable to
of course it's running
ice
honeycomb.
Cream
yeah.
sandwich.
It's and do you know when? Any idea when it'll get ice cream sandwich?
I think it's the end of January.
Oh, okay, not too long from now. And then the dock is the keyboard there. That's the extra $149.
Yeah, and additional battery too.
And how much there? Yeah, it actually slides in pretty good. I was just being fumbly with it. How much extra battery does it get?
How much extra batteries?
Yeah, when you add the dock, how much does it extend the battery life?
The total is going to be 16 hours.
Okay.
And the tablet itself is 9 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
about
just
like
shy
seven,
of doubling.
7
yeah.
to 8 hours addition.
Now, you have new Ultrabooks in addition to the Prime?
Ultrabook?
Yeah.
It will be different product line. So
the
Ultrabook
is
a laptop.
Those?
Yeah, we have... Ultrabook here,
mm-hmm.
but this is the tablet.
Right, yeah. right. No, I just meant, do you have Ultrabooks also?
Yeah, we do. This is a 13-inch Ultrabook. It's U31, and we call it Asus ZenBook.
The ZenBook,
yeah.
Because it's very calming with the bubbles floating around.
It also has another version. It's an 11.6-inch screen, and it's called UX21.
The UX31 and the UX21. And what's the difference in price and specs on these?
The 11-inch starting at $999, and the 13-inch start with $1099.
And these are, of course, they're Intel processors, but is there a different, which ones?
Yes, we have different spec with 11-inch and 13-inch. They come with i3 or i5.
Okay, so i3 and the 11...
You can pick i3 or i5.
Or i5.
It's just different price points.
Oh, for either one.
Yeah.
Great.
So it's really just a difference in size. Otherwise, they're comparable on the inside.
Yes.
Excellent.
Good looking stuff.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The ZenBooks, 21 and 31.
Yes. Thank you very much. Have a good show. Kaspersky is here. And they are sponsoring the bar.
Yeah.
The Kaspersky Lab Watering Hole.
There is quite the rodeo cowboy theme going on here.
Let's go thank them.
Well, when you sponsor a bar, you do get a lot of smiles.
Yeah, you get a lot of goodwill.
A lot of thank yous.
Yeah.
A lot of people coming back for more.
Right.
So, there's that.
There's that.
Moving on. Did you actually want to thank Kaspersky?
Sure. Let's thank him and see if they got anything.
Right.
Why not?
All right.
We just wanted to thank
Tom
you
just
for
wants to go to the bar.
Sponsoring the bar.
Are you kidding me? Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I was thrilled. And everything. I was expecting a little.
We're streaming live on the internet, by the way, just as a warning. What are you guys showing off today?
What we're showing off here is Kaspersky One. So this is our new product. Came out in October of last year. So this is one box, one activation code that you can install on all your devices. So if you want to, you know, in this box, it'll be a CD with all of our stuff on it. You can see here, it's our internet security, it's our Mac security, it's our tablet, smartphone, and you can install this one activation code on all those devices. So
it's in a box. Do I have to get it in a box?
You can get it online just as easily. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. What we're selling right now is 1 year, 5 devices, goes for $99.95. It's actually on special right now for $79, so run out and get it. Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's good to talk to you, and thanks again.
No problem.
Thanks for the bar. We really appreciate that.
So we have a couple of different Pico projectors over here from Texas Instruments DLP.
Yeah. Any of them available soon? Because I keep seeing these every year.
Yeah. It's
and I like them. I think they're cool, but then they never come out.
We have a couple of things that are either newly out in the market or not quite.
Let's
Let me grab some.
It's awful hard to show this stuff sometimes on a stream because it's projecting
on the white background.
It's horrible lighting for this sort
even
of thing.
Being but
they,
here,
actually, I don't know. You probably see it. It looks pretty good.
Business for Texas Instruments DLP, and so I'll actually let him talk a little bit about the technology a little bit more. But basically, this is This Week in Technology, and they're interested in knowing a little bit more about when you can actually see which products you can see currently or when you'll see some products coming up, because they've heard of Pico, but they want to know when it's actually tangible in their hands.
Oh, well, it's actually tangible in your hands today, actually. This is a Brookstone product. It basically docks an iPhone. And you can watch video, you can watch movies, you can watch pictures on this. We're just showing some pictures right now on here. But virtually anything that you can do on your iPhone, you can do on this product. And then it also charges your iPhone if you want to operate it in a mode outside of projection.
How large can the image get?
The image.
If you've got a big room, you've got a nice wall, and you want a movie as big as possible.
Depending upon your ambient light condition, you can get 50, 60, 70 inches on these kind of products. And some of these products will go easily up to 100 inches on a wall in a room, depending upon the ambient light condition. Some of this product, like this Optima product right here, this product will, we have a game on here. It's going to take me a moment to get it to show here.
Now, do you have to? Can you adjust how large the projection is? Do you have to be back a certain ways? Is it a mixture of the two?
The projection is a fixed brightness, and then you just adjust the focus and you just pull it back and to get the image as large as you want it.
What are the price ranges on the different devices?
This product right here is $229 at Brookstone today.
It's available now. It's
actually
out for roughly 20 days.
Okay.
Yeah. This product right here is a new product. This is also an accessory. You can see how small that is. We've got this blocked off because it's going to be being taken by a brand name that's not yet announced. But this product, this is coming off of your iPhone right now. You can see how small it is. And so you can keep this in your pocket. And then anytime you want to share your vision, you want to play a game, you want to share videos, you can do that.
$399.
Here as well from Philips. These products right here. This is a handheld product. It's got a media player inside of it, and then there's several different versions of a Philips product. This is a little larger version that plugs into USB, and there's another version over there that also is a bit brighter.
The picture on this one on the floor is really, really nice.
Yeah, that's a Dell product. It's a true 300 lumen product, and they're playing right now. They're playing a game on it. John's playing that wirelessly to his phone, and his phone's got the content of the game, and it's going into the projector, and they're watching that on the screen.
Now, how much is that one?
That product sells for it's somewhere between $499 and $399.
Wow. Okay.
This is the DLP chip that's behind all of these products. It's an array of microscopic mirrors that reflect that light off. And as you can see from a performance, it's really a stunning image. You talked about what size can you get this? You can get this huge. I mean, more than 10 feet bigger in diagonal, okay, with the lights off. It's an amazing, amazing product. Again, gaming, can do videos, can do presentations, can do sports, whatever you want to put into this. And it changes the paradigm from just an experience where it's one-to-one on your phone to getting really a shared experience, okay?
What's the difference between a Pico projector and just a DLP projector like I would buy for HDTV?
We say that things up to about 500 lumens in brightness and if they're small, we categorize them as Pico. That's our definition. So these are mostly products that are very portable that can fit in your laptop bag or in your pocket are kind of classified Pico. This is another really cool product. This is called Kaibot. It's a robot in Korea, and it actually roams around and can watch your kids, and then your kids can play games on this, okay? They can play games on this using the projection feature.
Oh, I see, because it's projecting out of his back of his head over
exactly,
there.
Yeah. So they use his face right here. Which,
right.
What is the watching your kids part of it?
This can actually, you can use your phone to control the robot and actually see what your kids are doing. They can go to the robot and actually call, you know, anybody.
It's like a remote-controlled camera.
Exactly. They can go and call people, and you can actually see them. And so it's for fun, and it's also for safety measures as well.
And what would this run us?
This is being sold in Korea by Korean Telecom, and it runs about $38 a month. It's a subsidized model, so it's a two-year contract. But that gives you an idea, and I think they're interested in taking this into other areas. So maybe
they're interested in invading us with them. I got you.
Like, as soon as a kid sees that, that's all they're going to want.
Once you try this, okay, it's just really a lot of fun.
Cool.
I mean, this thing was roaming around our hallways. Right now, the battery's low, but when it's fully powered, it'll just be roaming around, and it's really just a...
You didn't power it up before a digital experience? Come on. How does that happen?
When someone forgets to bring the Korean adapter,
that's
what happens.
I'm just joshing. Gotcha. Yeah, it's
Frank,
we have
so
those
much.
Issues, too. Hey, thank you.
You
so much.
Appreciate chatting with you.
Nice to
meet
you,
have
too.
A good show.
Thank you.
And onward we go. We haven't even covered a tenth of this room yet.
No, we haven't.
That's what's ridiculous about it.
It seems like we're all over the place.
We've got stuff that we've seen before here. We've got Belkin, which we saw yesterday at CES unveiled. We've got Uma, the free VoIP phone folks here. I mean, all the names in tech that you can think of show up. We got a guy jogging and talking to people about his Jabra. Dude.
We passed him earlier, and he was running then, and we made a joke, like, wouldn't it be funny if we went up and tried to talk to him, interrupting his run?
People are.
But apparently, he's cool.
He's been, okay.
He's in good enough shape to have
interviews. Because he was running when this thing opened at 7 o'clock.
Yes,
and it's 8:43.
Well, he's probably one of those endurance runners.
Yeah, marathon guy.
We don't know much about that.
I ran this morning for like 20 minutes.
Well, aren't you amazing? Now, you and I has looked at Nest last night, isn't that right? At CES Unveiled.
So what?
The Nest folks.
Yeah, we
had
saw
their
the
product
Nest
out.
Folks yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, iRobot. Let's
see. Oh, yes.
They've always got. I mean, we just saw a miniature robot. Let's
well, we
see,
saw
like
a miniature robot.
A little higher level robot.
That, yes, in fact, it's holding an iPad. I like it already.
You're going to have it as a guest on iPad today?
Oh, yes. Hopefully it's very interesting.
Of course, everybody wants to get a shot of the robot. That's good video.
Right.
Let's see if we can... hi. Are you from...
Yeah, I need to get them in next.
All right.
Okay.
We're live, so, you know, we're just streaming
we're
on the
just
internet
roaming.
Now.
Okay.
So,
wait,
we'll,
we can come
yeah.
back in a few.
Oh, yeah, that'd be perfect, actually.
Okay, cool.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're live, which means it doesn't really matter when we start because we're already going. This is pretty cool. All right. Pardon me.
Now, I have to say, and this is without really knowing all the cool things about it, having a robot that lets the iPad roam around is not necessarily anything I'm interested in.
No, why is that?
Because
you
want to
have the
it.
You want to have the iPad in your hand.
Yeah,
I imagine the iPad is running a program that controls the robot. That's my guess.
Well, that's cool.
Hey, Brent,
that
let's see if
cool.
we if we can take a look over here.
Oh right,
Darren Kitchen. Don't
oh, hey,
try
Darren
to
Kitchen.
Run away. Of course, we're going to make you talk to us.
Oh no, are we doing the live thing that we do?
Yeah, it's
yes.
already live.
Oh great,
it's too late.
Yes.
Hi, internets. I've missed you guys.
So Darren Kitchen, of course, Hack 5 on Revision 3, and every Friday on Tech News Today.
This thing is sick because, I mean, obviously there are a bunch of Windows mobile phones out there, but I think that their thing is just that it's sexy. They said it's not a dual core, it's a single core Snapdragon, but their whole thing is, I mean, look at the other ones, and then you look at the Nokia, and this is what I've always hoped is, you know, if Nokia does this, then suddenly... I think this might add cool points that Microsoft really needs.
Well, when you say look at the other ones, do you mean other Windows phones or just other phones?
Well, really just other phones. I think that for the people I don't want to go with the mainstream. I don't want to get an iPhone. I don't want to get an Android. I kind of want to be offbeat and wild, and I'm not going to get a...
So you're going to get Windows? That just sounds weird, but I know what you're saying.
No, but doesn't it... It's kind of come full circle. Yeah. It's really weird. Like, remember the original? Like, oh, I've got a Pocket PC phone edition. You're bizarre, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the coolest thing you've seen here, just wandering around so far?
Man, did you check out the Belkin stuff? No. Belkin has this nifty new, the home automation stuff is pretty nifty in that they say to set it up, you plug it into your wall socket, and it's a little, I don't know, what do you want to call it, a wall socket dongle, and then you plug your appliance into it, like a lamp or something. It creates its own wireless access point, and then using their Android app, and they say they're working on an iPhone app, iPhone app, they're working on an Android app, it creates its own access point. You connect your phone or tablet to it and then set it up, and then it becomes a client on your network. So I said, oh, that's really nifty. How many of these can I get? They're like, as many as you want. And I'm like, does it have an IP address? And it turns out it does. So really, if you depending on the class of your network, you might only be able to buy 254 of them. I'm really excited as a hacker because this thing is Wi-Fi and home automation. I want to make people's lights turn on and off, and that would be a lot of fun.
How secure is it?
Well, it becomes a client of your WPA-protected wireless network. So if you go that route, then there you go. But out of the box, it creates an access point, and how much you want to bet it's going to be open. I don't know. We're going to be getting one in at Hack 5 to have some nefarious fun with. But that's one of the ones that piques my interest.
Cool, man. It's good to see you.
Yeah, likewise.
All right.
You guys have fun.
Yeah, we're going to try to take a look,
Darren.
At the
We'll probably run into you in another 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So there it is. You can live large, it says.
There it goes. I want to. Well, it's a hot item. I think it was, they got a lot of attention today.
Yeah, today was the big announcement. It was right in the middle of Tech News Today that they had the announcement.
Not a surprise, but an official announcement.
Leaked out. It was kind of leaky.
It's a leaky phone. But we won't hold that against it.
I mean, I actually really like the Windows Phone tile interface. I know it's not for everybody. A lot of people think it's dumb. I like it. I think it works well.
I don't think it's dumb.
I haven't seen the device that makes me really, like, slobber and go, like, yeah, that's the one. So I'm curious to see if this will do it. I don't think it will because this isn't really meant to be that. It's just meant to be a solid phone, not like we have dual core, whatever.
Sure.
Or an OLED screen. Although I'm not sure. It might be actually... some kind of retina display screen. But they don't seem interested in showing it to us.
Well.
Oh, sorry. I'm not in everybody's shop right now.
That's okay. Well.
Jason's trying.
Oh, good. We could always go back to iRobot as well.
Yeah. Are they done? Have they quiet? See, iRobot's always going to be busy. We would like
to
see a phone.
We're waiting to see a phone, yes.
Let me grab it. As soon as they're done, I can bring it over to you guys. How's that?
That's okay. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Well, maybe we'll swing back to that.
Yeah, we can swing back.
You don't have another one. That's the only one you got, huh?
That's the only cyan-colored one we have. There's two.
We just want to see the
900
in
any color you got. Okay, yeah. We won't let him go very far.
Run! Take the phone! Now's your chance!
Sorry, we're all in use.
Of course.
The one that I see,
That's okay. Thank you for looking for us. Appreciate it. So you guys announced this today. Can we get a little more information about it? What are the specs on the phone?
Sure. So it's the Nokia Lumia 900. The design aesthetic is similar to what we saw on the Nokia Lumia 800, but this one has a larger screen. It's a 4.3-inch screen. It's still the clear black AMOLED, so it's going to look really great in sunlight. The colors really pop off of there. The processor is a Qualcomm 1.4 gigahertz single-core Snapdragon. It's going to be super responsive. You're not going to miss the second core, I don't think. And then it's running the Windows Mango 7.5 operating system.
And it's coming out of AT&T?
It is. It's going to be coming out of AT&T. You're going to have to stay tuned for exact pricing and availability, but it will be in the coming months, yes.
And LTE capable?
Yep. It's going to be 4G LTE. And then one of the other things that Nokia is known for, of course, is our cameras. So we have a Carl Zeiss lens on the back with an 8-megapixel camera, and then we've also added the front-facing camera as well.
Now, are you mad at HTC because they got their LTE Windows phone out earlier today, and so they robbed you of the chance to say first, even if it was only for like a few hours?
No, no, I don't think so. I think we're still just happy to be one of the first on Windows Phone and really happy to be doing it with AT&T. I think we still have something to be proud of here with this
very
one.
Very cool, very cool. Well, we want to take a look at it.
Yes, we do.
Oh, it's right behind me.
Yay!
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
We're live. Nice to meet you.
Show us this beautiful Mac.
So we were just getting all the specs and all the info on it.
Ooh, yeah. This is, wow.
So it is very similar to the 800 in appearance, but.
So we ask you, you can scroll up and down, but we ask you not to go into any apps.
Sorry. I didn't know.
Now, yeah, why is it? Because this is Mango. Is this still a development model?
It still is a development model. It's not a launch product just yet.
Trying to explain that to the listeners, so they're like, "Why? What are they trying to hide?"
It's amazingly light. It feels like bird bones.
It feels like bird bones.
Well, you know, bird bones.
I can't snap a bird bone.
So they're very light.
But yeah.
Yeah, this I like the form factor a lot.
There's the Zeiss lens on the back.
It's also got. It's a nice size.
Yeah. And if you've seen the 800, you're not going to see anything drastically different here. The difference is in the size of the screen and the fact that it's going to be LTE on AT&T. And there's a front-facing camera. That's right.
I like it.
So there you go. Thank you very much. Appreciate. Have a great show. Should we go back to iRobot then?
Let's go back to iRobot.
All right.
I need to see a robot.
We demand robots.
That's right.
All right. There it is.
Hey there.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing really well.
We got to do the business card exchange.
Business card exchange.
This is a classic piece of CES going on right here. You'll see this millions of times a moment if you look around.
It's true. It's actually the only time of the entire year that I pack business cards.
Yeah, me too.
Because I have to.
Why are we leaving?
I'm not sure.
Oh, no, we need to talk to the guy. But yeah, you can show that while we're chatting away.
Okay.
That's for sure.
Hello.
Hi, Craig. Sorry.
Craig, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, I guess let's start with the robot.
We're streaming live.
Okay.
Yes, we are streaming live. Hopefully you're not too shy.
Not shy at all.
What's going on here? Because to me, on the surface, it looks like an upright vacuum cleaner holding an iPad.
This is something we call AVA,
uh-huh.
And it is a robotics technology platform. It's a development platform.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a product. This is something to showcase our latest capabilities in navigation and human and robot interaction.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you should hear me. Is this separate from the open platform that you guys have that is allowing people to go in and build their own robots and create things? Or is this your own development platform, or is this connected?
Maybe you're talking about our the Roomba-based platform.
Yeah.
This is very different. This is something we own. This is something we developed.
So you're showing off your capabilities with this.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us about it.
Yeah. So I think one of the coolest things that we're showcasing here is the fact that it can autonomously navigate a very complex environment like here. You got people running all over the place, lots of obstacles, and what our engineers are showing is with that map, you can just point to a place in this room and the robot will figure out how to get there on its own. So it'll make a map of the environment, it'll tell the difference between people, between obstacles, and find its way there in an intelligent manner.
So you can equip it with water balloons, send it to a competing robot company's table, fire, and return.
Well, we, of course, would not do that.
Of course you would, but
if you were so inclined. But the important thing of what you just mentioned there is at the heart of this, which is this is meant to be a development platform. So in other words, we feel like we've solved the difficult challenge, which is how to navigate and do so autonomously. And we've equipped it with the capability of attaching to common development platforms like tablets. And this is a very flexible platform, so we can work with development partners to say, okay, you know, what if someone had an arm or something they wanted to develop and attach to this? Or if you're an app developer, suddenly you now have a platform. You could be a roboticist now because, you know, I know how to design apps. I can use my tablet PCs, attached to this, and you're up and running with whatever capabilities you want to do, you know, design into this thing.
So, are you hoping mostly to partner with businesses, or are you kind of casting the net wide open, saying, hey, anybody who has an idea, come to us?
All right, we're casting a pretty wide net. The ones that we've been talking about publicly is the most recent one, which we're excited about, is a partnership with InTouch Health. And so this is a company that was really exploring applications in the healthcare space, where we feel like there's a lot of opportunity for something that can navigate and is a pleasant experience to interact with and can help the elderly, whether it be at home or in hospitals. And so with InTouch Health, we feel like this is an opportunity for us to, you know, a jointly explore opportunities in the healthcare space.
So you're looking for people, you're hoping that people look at this and see, like, hey, you know, if I had that, I could solve this problem I've been trying to solve.
Exactly.
And then partner with you guys. Can we see it in action?
We can. You know, see, where was Mark?
He was right there.
I saw one go that way.
Oh, there was an emergency. They didn't
there was
send
an
the
emergency?
I don't know what that means.
Awesome.
But you can definitely see.
Oh, he's right behind you there. There we go.
So this one isn't.
They just need someone to tell it what to do. So so in this
move. It didn't work.
But there's certain things. I mean, you can look at it. If you know, you can touch it. You can manipulate this robot. It responds to gestures. So if you push it, you know, it'll let's kick this thing a little bit. Mood lighting down there says, hey, you've agitated me a little bit, but it'll respond in a meaningful way. You know, it's meant to explore ways in which you can easily manipulate this and interact with it, and it be pleasing. You know, if it's in your home, you want to make sure that it's not, intimidating or anything like that.
Excellent. Now,
cool.
Are there any other new products from iRobot that you're showing off at CES?
As far as new for CES, no. What we have here is our newest entrance to our floor care franchise. So these we showed at CES last year. We're demonstrating. These are still new to us. They just started selling about 9 months ago. So we have our latest and greatest Roomba, which is the 700 series, and we have our newest entrant to the Scuba line, which is the Scuba 230, meant for those tough to reach areas like next to your toilet.
Don't break it.
I'm gently nudging.
She can't break it, right? That's the point.
That's right. That's right. Well. I don't want to.
Yeah, exactly. Don't tempt fate. All right. Thank you so much, Craig. It was great to talk
to you.
Appreciate
it. Nice to meet you. Enjoy the show.
All right.
Onward.
Two aisles.
March.
Two aisles. We've been here how long?
Feels
like forever, Tom. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I know. With me around, it probably does.
Now, every once in a while, a company will pop up. Vimeo, for example. And I think, Vimeo? Well, what are they doing here at Digital Experience?
They're a website.
Yeah,
they
host videos.
To show. But yeah, they did have an announcement today. Should we find out what it was?
Let's find out.
All right. You know, it's funny. I keep seeing people I know, and then they run away before I get a chance to ask them.
How nice
anything.
Of them.
Yeah.
How nice of them.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We're good. We're from Twit TV, and we love Vimeo and are wondering what is new and cool in your world.
Mobile apps. Okay. Android, Windows 7. We've got tablet support for Android, phone support, and Kindle Fire.
So this is new? You made an announcement today?
Yeah, this is actually Windows 7. So we've announced Android and Windows 7 today. So this is actually
Windows
what
phone,
do I show
right?
here?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is our Windows 7 app. It's using the Metro UI. So you can scroll through.
Oh, so this is actually Windows Phone 7?
There's Reggie Watts.
Windows 7 phone, Metro UI. It's really, the Wi-Fi permitting, things are a little slow to load. Yeah, I don't think it'll load. You can get into your videos, you can upload, you can share, you can discover through the curated and featured channels. You can do account settings. You can get very, very deep. Comments, privacy settings, anything you want to do with your videos, to load them with anyone, share them with friends, and to kind of view and get to any cues you have. Like if you have had videos you're browsing earlier, didn't have time to watch, and you're in the train and you want to watch them then, you can go to your watch later list.
Is this available for download now?
It is. It's available for download
iOS,
now.
iOS, Android, Windows?
So this is the Windows 7 app.
Right.
That looks like Windows.
Yeah.
It looks like Windows
right.
phones.
The new Metro UI. And then we have the Android app, which is a little different. The Android app is a new interface.
It's very different. Although this looks more like what I know Vimeo to look like on the web.
You think you're right. I think we went a little more standard here. This is actually the new interface that we're using for both Android, and it'll be our 2.0 of the iOS, which is coming out in a few weeks. This was actually released today. We have a version for the tablet as well and the Kindle Fire. The idea of the front screen is that you can get to everything with one click, right? And there's a lot of depth to the app. You know, you can go and you can shoot with the camera. You can go to the camera roll so you can immediately upload and share. You can choose to share on Wi-Fi only so you're not using your bandwidth.
Are these apps all free?
These apps are all free, just like all the Vimeo apps. And then we're previewing, which I think is kind of cool, a brand new iPad app, which we've never had. It's going to come out in a few weeks, so this is early.
Yeah, this is very interesting to me. Let's see it. Here, I'll come around the other side.
Vimeo's had an iPhone app out for about a year. We're going to go to that new kind of cross-interface with the 2.0 version. And with the iPad, we said to ourselves, all right, well, what can we do with the bigger screen size? What can we do that's different? So we created a browsing experience for your own videos, for our curated featured videos, that allows you to browse all of your stuff and what you might be interested in. It's a dev app. So this is it's a few weeks while it's playing. And then you can go down here and you can actually see who's liked the app. This is somebody's personal app. I should go to a featured one.
So this is anyone who's familiar with the Vimeo experience will understand how the app works, but it's actually created for the iPad.
It's super simple. Nobody's seen this before. This is not a UI we've had out before. And it's not something that we think is very common at all. Because the idea that you can browse, you can go full screen if you wanted. It's a very kind of a narrow shot, but you can go full screen or you can go right
iPhone
back
photo.
Down. Yeah. Of course, during a demo. It is in development. It's a few weeks away from release. And then you can go down and you can get anything you want on the actual video, which is super cool.
And this iPad app will be free as well?
It's going to be free as well. It has a full editor. So people from sharing... You can get the full editor. It's got clips cutting together. You can put transitions on. You can do titles. You can do audio. It accesses our whole new music store, which we launched recently, which has thousands of free songs that are Creative Commons licensed, or you can even purchase songs through it. It's super cool. And the idea that you have a bigger interface for editing and you can transition and push stuff from your phone to your iPad, we think will be really popular.
Well, with the iPad app and then being able to use and access Vimeo on Windows Phone, Android, and iOS, I mean, you're giving people pretty much no reason not to be able to use Vimeo at all times.
Absolutely. Wherever they want to see their videos, they can get them. That's
good
what
work.
Our goal is.
Where do you search? I'm looking for the search button in there.
Where is the search? You know? That's a good question.
Maybe.
I didn't mean to. I just thought I was missing it.
This is actually something that the App Store itself has an issue with. It's hard to search on the iPad. You have to go to feature or categories,
that's
and then
true.
You search from within there.
You know,
we've searched
everything. Now you've actually stumped me. It's got to be here. There it is.
There we go.
I'm like, where is it?
But
I know
it's there.
Yeah, it actually is. Oops, right. It is right in the middle.
All right. Can I search for something? Oh, yeah.
Sub brilliant.
Well, this is the only thing I have on Vimeo. So, yeah, there they are. They all showed up.
That's fast,
too.
It's going to take time to load.
Yeah, but, I mean, even on the slow Wi-Fi here, it returned the results really quickly.
It did. All of our apps have search now, so you can search Vimeo for anything in all of the apps.
Excellent.
Very nice.
Cool.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Good
nice
work.
Talking with you.
They've been busy. You know, I get excited when companies have an interesting Windows Phone Metro version of an app because they automatically look really different than anything that you're going to see on iOS or Android. In many cases, they've got that. I mean, I like the style. I think the style looks nice. And we're still waiting for people to get so excited that Windows phones sell like hotcakes, but... These sorts of apps are only going to help that.
Hey, look, it's Alex Lindsay.
Oh, hey, it's Alex Lindsay. Oh, hello, Mac Break Weekly guy.
How's it going?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So Tom and I have gotten, a third of the way through the room,
I've been here forever, and we've only covered like a tenth of this. What's the closest thing you've seen?
More than I... It's a lot more than I expected.
What are you? Have you seen anything that you went, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing all night? Yes.
I like cameras.
I know you do.
So I've been looking at a lot of the cameras.
We went to Nikon and Canon.
Oh, I haven't been going to the big cameras. I've been really into the little cameras. Right. The little cameras. So, of course, we all know about GoPro. And then have you guys seen this drop cam?
We haven't seen it yet. So we're just on our way there.
You guys can go look at that, but it's cool. It's a little Wi-Fi camera that you can just kind of put anywhere. It hooks up to your Wi-Fi.
Of course, we have one in the studio, but there's a new one.
Yeah, I think it's nifty. I didn't see it. I didn't even see the one in the studio. I'm a little, you know, sometimes out of the loop, in the twit loop. You know, so but then also, there's Liquid Image, and they've made the ones with the goggles that have the little thing. They make these little ones that look like a pill that have that can record 1080p and 720p that just look great to just kind of shove somewhere or attach to your, you know, to what you're, whatever you're doing, and just gathering a little bit more video. So that's coming out soon. And then Contour has a new one that's got, you know, HDMI but I've been really interested in these kind of miniaturized pieces, and then also
you know,
geeky stuff like Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
So finally, like Seagate and a bunch of other folks are doing.
LaCie's got one, I think, too.
Yeah, LaCie's got some great ones.
Yeah.
And the Hub, I think, is really, that's what, when you're really going to start being able to take advantage of one little connector that goes out to a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. It's very cool.
Ben,
all right. Well,
keep going.
Enjoy.
Look, there's Dick DiBartolo.
Enjoy. Dick DiBartolo.
Oh, my
Now, we're just...
Here's a preview of tomorrow night.
Yeah. It's true.
This is a preview. Earlier, Sarah said, I'll never work with Tom again.
Yeah.
I turn around. They're roaming the floor like old buddies.
Well, I have to. I was assigned this night.
I have to keep
paying her. World's smallest, lightest TV. There's only one problem. It only can have
it gets that
picture
one,
on.
Not even a
that's
one channel,
one
but one.
Little,
yeah,
yeah,
it's a drawback.
It's made of foam.
But it uses no electric.
It's very light. very environmentally friendly.
It's portable as well.
I don't want to interrupt, but I just saw you going by. And we are doing the weekly Daily Gizwiz tomorrow, minus Tom.
Yes.
Right.
If Tom and I were doing it, I would think.
Now, Tom, we should extend the invitation. To come on down to Showstoppers with us.
I was going to come to Showstoppers and stand around in the back of your shots.
Oh, that's good.
That'd be okay,
like
hit too.
Alfred Hitchcock
style.
Well,
you're tall enough, so you can actually do that.
Right. Yeah, I'll be like this.
You just, you know, we'll be like, is Tom still? Yes, he is.
He's still there. Yeah, that's right. If Tom weren't standing there, you would see the most amazing gadget.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. We're looking forward to tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
See you tomorrow, Dick.
Good to see you, too. Let's take a look at the new Dropcam.
I mean, everyone keeps telling us how cool it is.
I know.
So let's find out.
The big thing is it's 720p, which is great.
Now, no one's actually manning this booth, so I think that legally that means we can take things.
Get a free Dropcam.
There's a free Dropcam. Now, they said it was a HD Wi-Fi video monitoring. So, of course, anybody who's familiar with... Now, which one is... which one is the camera that...
I think it's the one he's got. I think he's demonstrating it right behind Brent.
Okay. No. That was just a delay. It's this one.
Oh, okay. This is actually live on the internet.
Yeah, this is our Dropcam guy. Hello, Dropcam. The picture is actually really nice when you get up close.
We have a Dropcam in the studio.
I do, and I was one of the people who asked that it be moved away from the TNT set.
Right, because the audio's too good.
Because it was recording our conversations. Not that we have anything to hide, but every once in a while.
Yeah. Hey, look, Ryan Vance from Revision 3 is here eating a cookie.
Oh, hey, Ryan Vance from Revision 3.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going great.
You can interrupt this when he's free, but we'll chat with Ryan.
The only guy who makes Jason
let's
look
have
small.
Sarah, let's have Sarah interview Ryan. That's a real good idea.
We're
yeah.
Challenge the cameraman. Frame this.
You know, it's challenging on my arms.
It is. I know. I can see how that's a lot of weight. Would any of you like a portion of a cookie? It's delicious.
No.
It's good.
No, I'm okay. But okay. I appreciate the offer. If you don't know, Ryan Vance, executive producer. Is that still your title? You got
Vice
some
President
other
of Program
loftier.
Production.
Yeah, yeah.
EP,
yeah, 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 yeah.
VP, whatever.
Revision 3. So,
what are you mainly focusing on at Digital Experience for the Revision 3 show?
Are you making sure Roger Chang does his job?
Making sure Roger Chang does his job and Patrick Norton. We've got actually 8 shows here at the show at CES, and 6 of them are here tonight, going around covering kind of what you guys are doing
We just ran into Darren.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, Hack5 is one of them, and they're going around and covering individual products, and then we're launching all those videos on YouTube individually.
Cool.
Having a lot of fun. Cool. And this is like, I did the math, it's like, of the past 11 years, this is my 10th CES.
This is my 10th as well.
High five.
Yeah.
Woo.
I don't know if that makes us good or bad. Or
I'm not sure what that makes us either. Yeah.
I mean, you might as well be proud.
Yeah.
Yes. Be proud.
Be proud in our patheticness? No. We'll be proud in our proudness. Yeah.
Well, we outlasted Microsoft.
Yes, we did.
That's the way I'm going to look at
it. I like that. I'm going to use that from here
on
out.
Yeah.
You should ambush Tom Conrad at Pandora. He's over there at the booth.
We plan to.
We're having a hard time making it through here. There's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, and everybody recognizes you guys. I'm sure you stopped everywhere, and you know everybody wants to give you cookies.
Not really. We have to ambush people.
Mostly we say, can you please show us our product? And they say, hold on, we're still talking to Wired.
And you're like, guess what? We're the internet live right now.
We say we're
and
live.
The internet wants
and they go,
to see it.
Can you come back?
And then they go, and so then we stand there awkwardly and go.
Usually we say we're live, and they're like, I'm not allowed to talk.
Yeah.
Then you start with, do you know who he is? And then he says, do you know who she is? And then it goes from there. Then
you know what's fun is that when they don't have a model, you know, they kind of, oh, God, we don't have a model. She's using it. But then you say, okay, well, what about the specs? And she goes, okay, la, 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 la.
Oh, yeah. They practice that part.
The specs they've got down.
Stick to the script.
Having the product in hand.
Is he free? Yeah, come on.
Often a challenge. All right. Hello there.
Greg, nice to meet you.
Okay.
See you later, Ryan.
So I have to say that. We love Twit at DropCam.
We love DropCam.
We watch your DropCam all the time.
We're so glad. Is it interesting?
It actually really is. One time I actually hopped into the chat room and started talking to people. They were asking questions about the DropCam.
Uh-huh.
It's such a great like listener base that you guys have.
Well, you know, we moved to our new studio earlier this summer, and that's when I think our DropCam
really got super popular.
Yeah, it became a real feature of the network.
Yeah, we actually noticed the bandwidth spike from that, and
did
we were
you?
So happy about it. We're like, wow, like these guys need to have more drop cams. In fact, I was actually hoping to upgrade you to our new product, which we're...
We want to hear about the new product.
Yeah. Very glad you said that, because we
want the
know.
Audio to be worse, because it picks up too many of our conversations.
It's true.
Of course, you can turn that off. Tell us about the new product.
So this little guy is actually DropCam HD, which you guys, the Brick House, we're going to upgrade.
Great.
So we're going to get you HD resolution. The other thing you'll love, although you guys probably have a lot of bandwidth there, this doesn't use more bandwidth than the original DropCam.
And how is that possible?
Yeah, it's actually the encoder. So we've invested a lot of time and money into making sure that this has a really powerful H.264 encoder inside. We take all that 720p video, which is 16 times the resolution of the original DropCam, and we scrunch it down to nothing. And the reason that we can do this is because we're optimized for the home monitoring and small business monitoring and got things like you guys are doing. We're not like encoding the latest Harry Potter movie or something like that, right? We're doing things that, you know, we can optimize for this type of use case and get the bandwidth down. So most 720p streams are like a couple megabits per second, right? So we're an order of magnitude less than that, so we're not going to hit all your bandwidth caps and everything.
Obviously, most of your customer base don't work at Twit brick houses.
That is true.
What would be the majority?
In fact,
no one except us works there. But who are the majority of people that are buying DropCam and you would be marketing the DropCam HD to?
So DropCam is really a product for moms and dads and people who have families or things that they care about. And that even includes people who are moms and dads of their pets.
Which I am.
Yeah.
Tom as well.
Everything from...
Yes. Yeah. We don't have the same pets.
You don't share pets?
No. That would be awkward. We don't want to be that close.
The Twit Brick House does need, like, do you have a cat in the Twit Brick House? Or like,
we have Leo's dog, Ozzy.
Okay.
Is sort of the unofficial mascot.
Tom's dogs come in here and there. Yes.
So the DropCam is perfect for keeping an eye on your pets or your kids. And you can also use it for security. People often use it for multiple things at the same time. So you got it to see when your latchkey kids are coming home from school. And then if you happen to catch a burglar coming into your house while that's recording, then great, you can send that video to the police.
I see.
So it's basically a way to keep an eye on the things that you care about from anywhere. And then some really cool use cases like the Brick House, you can actually make it public and share it with, you know, a fan base or we have... you know, real estate agents that use it to show homes and all kinds of things. The really cool thing about DropCam HD, besides the resolution upgrade, it's got night vision. So now you don't even have to have the lights on.
Now, do you have to toggle that back and forth?
It's automatic.
Really?
So lights
and you turn it off?
Vision goes on. you actually will be able to turn it off. Yeah. You definitely can. Just like you can turn off the audio,
right.
You know, for those things that you don't want people to know about, I guess. But
is it available now?
So it's pre-order now, shipping at the end of January.
Okay.
How much?
So it's $149, which is actually, the original Dropcam Echo was $279. So you're getting HD night vision, actually two-way audio, so not only can you hear, but you can talk back. All the original great cloud services. So,
yeah. You can yell at the pets. Exactly. Get off the bed.
Yeah, yeah. We got a lot of people who, like a lot of wives came by and said they wanted to yell at their husbands to get off the couch, you know. So, but yeah, the
bringing families together.
Exactly. I mean, it's yelling at your family is part of being a family, right? So
part of being my family.
So now you've got another way to do it through this speakerphone on the back. So. But yeah, all the same great cloud services and recording services. And you've got a great new industrial design as well. So this is going to look really nice in Twit Brick House, I think. So,
Explain to people who don't know Dropcam at all, what's the basic way the Dropcams work and the way the service works?
So it's super easy. It takes just 2 minutes to set up a Dropcam. All you need to give it is your Wi-Fi password. For the initial setup, you plug it in, plug the Dropcam HD into a computer, give it your Wi-Fi password, then you don't need a computer on anymore.
Right. It's entirely wireless after that.
Entirely wireless on your Wi-Fi network. And then from that point on, you can actually view it from your iPhone, your iPad, your Android, your PC, or your Mac. We're pretty platform agnostic, from anywhere in the world with no additional setup.
It's essentially a server, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's powered by the cloud as well. So even if you don't buy one of our cloud DVR recording services, all the live viewing and apps and everything like that are free, and the cloud service of being able to view it from anywhere is free as well. So you buy this camera for $149, you get a lot of power. If you want recording, you pay for that as well.
How much is the DVR?
So it's $9.95 a month for a 7-day rolling buffer of video.
And that's kind of what you'd want in a security situation, maybe a small business or something like that.
You know, we actually found people using that for baby monitoring as well, because who doesn't want more footage of their baby? You know, it's like, in fact, we've caught babies first. We get customers sending us video all the time. Babies first steps, pets. How did babies
stealing money?
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Stop that.
Yeah, yeah. Baby burglars, actually, really big for us as well. But yeah, we had a really funny video not too long ago where they caught their dog getting into a trash can. They always wondered how he got in. He just kept bumping that trash can, bumping until it fell over. We've caught earthquakes. You know, you want recording because you can't watch your camera all the time. And it's actually cheaper than doing it yourself, because you've got a PC running. It's going to, you know, cost you more on your power bill. A couple hundred watts versus 2 watts. For this Dropcam, it's going to cost you nothing on your power bill.
Right. All you need is the power. You need to plug it into an electrical outlet, but otherwise you can put it anywhere you want.
Exactly. Yeah, and it only takes a couple watts of power. It's going to cost you pennies a year. So versus, you know, $10 a month for having your own PC recording, and you don't get any of the cloud backup. We back up your video multiple times in the cloud. It's all securely encrypted. We take care of everything for you. So that's why we charge for those services. And we think that the recording service, actually about half of the people who buy Dropcams end up paying for a recording service. So,
well, thank you so much for your support of the Brick House, and thanks for talking to us today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to get you guys a Dropcam HD to set up. Awesome. Because we got to blow up that resolution. That's what we got to do. Yeah.
Well, I know that our loyal Dropcam viewers will very much appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great.
Better resolution.
Hop in the chat room again and start.
You should.
So.
You are welcome anytime.
They're probably in there right now chatting away about it.
We actually want to come visit you guys as well at the Brick House.
Yeah, come on.
So.
You are invited.
All right, great. We'll bring the whole team.
All right, please do. All right.
Thanks again. Have a great show.
Take us out to dinner.
Yeah.
We'd love that.
Wait, look at you. I'm totally up for that. All right. Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, man. I should apologize to the chat room. Yesterday I was able to be in the chat room during CES Unveiled, which was great,
uh-huh.
And kind of see people's comments. But I'm not trying to ignore you guys. It's just we don't have, as you've seen with some of these demos with Wi-Fi, we don't
sometimes
have any 3G
squirrely
connection in here. There's no free Wi-Fi.
You know, my 3G connection was just fine.
Somebody's
right
Galaxy Tab
outside
just prompted me for a password. I should have tried to crack it.
Oh, my gosh. We've
mechanical
got,
bowl?
We've got somebody on the mechanical
Sarah,
bowl.
Would you like to... Would you like to take a go?
Well,
I think you could take her.
Well, I could definitely,
you know,
handle that.
Hey, while we're watching the mechanical
like
bowl,
mechanical
let's take a break
bowl
and thank Squarespace.com.
Oh, yes, that's true.
The fast and easy way to create a high-quality website or blog. Maybe you want to create a bull riding fan blog.
Photography
for
blog
instance
of
yeah
all your best bull riding moments.
Exactly.
Taken with one of those fancy cannons.
I've been saying, you know, after seeing all these gadgets, I know a lot of people out there are like, I want to become a gadget blogger. How do I start my blog? This is the way to do it. Go to Squarespace.com, sign up for free. You don't need a credit card. Try out the tools. See if you like it. You're going to like it. You're going to make a beautiful website. You can even import a blog if you've already got one. for absolutely free. And then once you've played around with all of the tools, you'll realize this is so much easier to make a blog. You'll get the reliability of their servers, not having to manage your own server. And if you decide to keep the service, you'll get 30% off for 3 months. If you use the code...
CES1.
That is correct. CES1. Use that code when you sign up to get the free 30% off. Almost gave away.
So
almost cost them a lot of money. 30% off for $3.
And the first, as Tom said, 2 weeks, completely free. Check it out. Play around. See what styles you want. You can import any of your information.
Bull riding not included.
No.
We should make that clear.
Boy, do I wish I had a camera right now.
But if you
actually, I do in my pocket.
You.
But
we should do that.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's Donald Bell and Bonnie Cha. Should we talk to them? Let's go chat. Come over here. Let's have a chat.
Well, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
CNET's Bonnie Cha and Donald. Here, I'll come over this side so we can.
Ambush you from both sides.
What's the coolest thing you've seen in here? Now you got a chance to walk around.
The mechanical bull, I think, is so fun.
I'm
that
with
can
you.
Be it. No, it every much besides
really
mechanical
not.
Bull. Hi, Gary. Carolyn of Revision 3, formerly of Tech TV.
A Debbie Downer, but it's a little bit disappointing.
We were talking about that earlier. Yeah,
glad you already.
Yeah, we were saying like it just nothing's really blowing me away.
I don't know.
It's the end of
have you seen those little media card readers?
No. The Mimico
media card readers.
Yeah.
What's wowing you about them?
Oh, yeah.
They're Star Wars theme and superheroes. So those are pretty cool.
I saw the Millennium Falcon one.
Yeah,
is that?
Yeah. Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman.
That's how we're gonna save some.
That's the
all
best
right. All right. Well, maybe we should. Maybe we gotta check those out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you should.
Bonnie, so that's your pick? That's the best thing
that's
you've seen, too?
That's my pick so far.
Yeah, I know.
No?
Well, you know, the thing is, we've seen a lot of cool things. It's taken us forever to get through here because we're seeing lots of stuff. But it's cool stuff in the sense of, like, oh, that's a new variation on a tablet that I hadn't seen. Right. Oh, that's a cool-looking Ultrabook, you know. The iRobot development platform, that's interesting. Yeah. But none of it is something I've never seen before.
Right. I agree.
The mechanical bull. I'm going to go back to the mechanical
Donald's
bowl.
Donald's all about the mechanical bull. Yeah.
No, there is a $169 ice cream sandwich tablet over there at the Sonic booth. That's breaking a new price floor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, folks, CNET.com to find out the best of CES. You guys will be voting on that. Is
That's
it Thursday?
That is Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific.
All right. Excellent. We'll be
Thanks
tuned
for
in to find
to
out. Yeah. Good to see you guys. All right.
Should we look at the Mimico?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
I mean,
well,
now
Bonnie
I'm like Millennium
Chaw
Falcon,
says,
say no more.
We have
All right.
To.
See you guys later.
Burke was showing me that earlier. I'd forgotten the name.
Wonderful.
Where are they? There they are. Oh, yeah, because there's the Darth Vader. They've got a crowd. Look at this. That's awesome.
Well,
this is the right place.
When things have Star Wars themes, it's sort of a slam dunk.
I don't think this needs a whole lot of explanation, to be honest. It's flash drive. They're Yoda. They're Darth Vader. They're Millennium
the shape
Falcon.
Of, yeah, Star Wars characters and.
Oh, do you have one?
Spacecrafts.
I do.
Can we show it?
The coolest vehicle in the universe, the Millennium Falcon. Now you can transport.
How fast is the Millennium Falcon?
What is it, Perka?
You can just say it's fast.
Fast
enough for you, old man. I won't take offense.
Okay, but absolutely. I mean, this is kind of the evolution. If you've heard of MimoBot, it's a designer flash drive. They're, you know, limited edition. They come in all different capacities. But this is kind of the next step for us. It's the Mimo Micro. So what you do is you slip in your Mimo, your micro SD card right in here. Flip it open.
And then it's got the USB pins on the end, so
absolutely.
You can use the
it's
SD
a USB
card.
USB port, right?
Very
exactly.
Cool.
So you can, you know, keep this on your keychain, and whenever the opportunity arises, you can, you know, capture your data and put it onto your computer. A lot of people ask me how to get data from their Nook or their, you know, phone camera.
Something with an SD card that doesn't have anything else. Yeah.
Well, right, and. Maybe they have a junk drawer full of a lot of black cords, but that's, you know, kind of confusing. This is like...
And not nearly as good looking as the Millennium Falcon.
This is gorgeous. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're so happy to be able to transport data in such style. I mean, really. You know, the great thing about Mimo Micro is it's such an affordable product. MimoBot is a designer limited edition product. So it's kind of a different market. This is for everyone. It's going to be $13, and you add your own memory to it. So really, it's an unlimited capacity product.
Right. It's the highest SD card you can get. You can put in there.
2 terabytes.
Yeah.
That's today, but tomorrow we don't know.
This is $13.
Yeah, absolutely. So this vehicle, and they come in all different sorts of characters. We have about 8 now. We have Wonder Woman and Superman, which is totally awesome. But we're going to have tons of licenses. I mean, I like a Hello Kitty one. And
I would also like that.
And I think that I have a little weight, you know, in the decision making, so I'm going to make sure that they do that. And a whole Sanrio line.
You're going to be sitting in on the Sanrio negotiations?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
We need Karopi.
Ah, I love Karopi.
And we will have Bats Maru.
Excellent.
So, yeah, it's super exciting. I mean, just to get our, you know, kind of concept out that, you know, consumer electronics and data can be so personal, and it is. So you want to have, you know, something that reflects you, not just a little black, you know, reader.
That's great. I'm so happy you guys got the Lucas rights, because I see you got C-3PO, you got Yoda, you got Darth Vader, Chewbacca.
Absolutely.
And then, like you said, you got some DC characters as well.
We do. The DC universe has been very good to us.
That's great.
We've done lines of Meemobots with them, and it's only going to grow since this is such an affordable product. We hope people are going to collect these and keep different ones for different things. So we hope that, you know, you will have the Joker or different DC villain along with, you know, Superman or another hero.
Excellent. Thank you so much. It's great talking to you. Cheers. Have a great show.
Love it. And good price point, too.
Thank you so much.
$13.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Onward, Tom.
What is TP-Link?
It's a reliable choice.
It sure is. But reliable for what? Oh, it's a router.
For, I don't know.
Concurrent dual-band series routers. Wireless LAN. Oh, it's like a LAN extension.
Yeah.
All right.
They're good looking. They look like little Apple TVs.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. Very cool. Brent, there's one booth over here that needed to make sure we.
Tom, we talked about this.
It's Ryan Vance's fault.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, it's the last. Do you want the last?
Blame
chocolate chip
the revision
cookie?
3 people.
You want that?
No, that doesn't even look good. It looks.
What is that?
I don't know. Blonde popsicle.
Yeah.
Tom, you can't just pick things up and put them
I didn't there. Touch the food.
Well.
Chocolate fudge brownie.
Jeez. Get your grubby fingers all over the sticks.
It's not like I licked it. Come on. Watch out. Don't get Lara kicked.
Getting a little punchy here. Oh, you know what I do want to see before we leave? We definitely have to stop at MHL, but I also want to see the...
Help.
No, I'm sorry. I can't help you there, Tom.
I've been lassoed.
It's just too... That was really...
I've been lariated.
Oh, hey. Oh, and... you've been caught. Ring him in. All right.
Thank you.
That was...
You're good.
Okay. He is all business.
Yeah, he is. Wow. Hi.
Very talented.
Hi, Judy. Nice to meet you.
I think
we thought we'd come in with a bang.
Exactly.
So are you with MHL?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Kristen sent me.
Just last week, we do a show called Tech News Today on the Twit TV network. And last week, we were talking about the Roku streaming stick, which uses MHL. And you know, we know there's a couple of lines of televisions out there that have it. What all can MHL do, and where can people find it?
So MHL is basically a new technology. And what's similar to HDMI is that it can do full HD, 1080p 60, and 8-channel surround sound, and digital content protection. So the Hollywood guys love this. What's different is that it can charge the phone while you're gaming or watching a movie, right? It's connector agnostic, which means that we don't require our own connector. And so the OEMs just love this, right? And finally, it's only 5 pins, whereas HDMI is 19, so it makes for a really small, thin form factor, which is everything mobile today. So that's basically MHL in a nutshell.
Do you have any new announcements that you're making at the show?
We are not.
Okay.
But LG, Sharp, you mentioned Roku as well.
Right.
They've all announced products at the show with MHL. It's pretty exciting.
So LG and Sharp are new to MHL, and you had a couple of lines before that. So you're these are expansions for the use of it, right?
For MHL, LG and Sharp are new OEMs.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Yeah, like Samsung, HTC, Toshiba all have products out there already.
Does Sony use it? Or
Sony is a founder of
MHL. That's right.
They're one of the technology drivers.
Very good.
Yeah.
Do you have a phone demonstration there or something you can show? Yeah, let's take a look at how it works. Good. Can I demo that?
Yes. No, that must come with MHL.
Best MHL, best
really
enjoyed.
Nice. Gosh,
with a glass
one
of wine.
Day maybe.
It's a vintage year.
Right.
So what we have is a Galaxy Note with MHL that's been dual purpose with the micro USB. And so you can see that it's charging.
Now it's going into a USB port on the side here, over here?
It's going into an...
or is it going into HDMI? Okay,
so
right here.
This port right here can run both HDMI and MHL. So this is in a Toshiba Regza line.
And then the micro USB on the other end.
And micro USB on the phone. So again, we're connector agnostic. We're not actually associated with HDMI or USB.
Sure.
We just say, give us 5 pins and we're happy. We can put it in there.
Boy, people really like using Angry Birds as a demo. I guess it's just because it's such a beloved game.
Yeah.
Now, there are lots of interfaces that will, you know, adapt an outgoing signal and put it in. I've used an iPhone that way. What is the advantage to MHL over kind of brute forcing some sort of adapter that translates it into HDMI?
It's the ecosystem.
Uh-huh.
It's really the ecosystem. If you look at our founders, we got Sony, we got Toshiba, we got Samsung, Nokia, Silicon Image. These are all companies that either came out of the consumer electronics space or the mobile space, and they're really making this happen. So eventually MHL TVs are going to be prevalent, and Blu-ray players are coming out, and the Roku media stream. So it's really about the ecosystem.
And the idea would be that your phone can work with multiple televisions using the same...
Yes.
capability
and
rather than having to buy a different solution
exactly.
for each one.
And this is what we did that's very different, is that we made everything in our specifications mandatory. There's no choice. So like our remote control, you can actually surf your phone with the same TV remote.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it's mandatory, which means that any MHL TV can work with any MHL phone. That's very powerful.
And that's the remote control that comes with the television. It's not like a
television special
remote control that you had to go out and buy.
Comes
right.
with the television.
Right, which is what makes the streaming stick from Roku nice, because then you're
just
using...
Well, it's a power TV accessory. Just think about it. You got one port that gives you your power and does the streaming AV, right? You're done. You don't have to sit there and try and plug in power to a separate cord and, you know, do all that. You just stick in one... Stick on the side and you're done.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank
it's nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
All right.
Thank you. Enjoy the show.
Have a good show.
All right.
Shall we... Jason's rapidly running ahead of us. I think he has an idea.
He does, doesn't
we
he?
Should probably hit the carving station. Oh, but Nuance. Nuance is calling.
Nuance.
Look, they have mini somethings that are melted. That looks so
You're
delicious.
Hungry, aren't you?
I'm getting hungry again.
Yeah, I am,
you know?
Too. We ate right before the show, too, so that we wouldn't be hungry. I really want to see
the
Swiss Army knife.
Oh, the Victorinox 1 terabyte.
That's right.
Pen knife.
Remind me if we pass them.
Yeah, we're getting close
to
that.
See.
Well, I know Nuance is right here. They've got a platform out that they're actually have announced with several different television manufacturers, allowing you to do voice control of a television. What was the one? LG was the first one to announce it this morning, and then they announced the platform is coming to a lot of different places. But I get very popular folks right now.
People want to know.
I'm not sure if they're doing a demo of any kind. It's a little loud in here. I'd be interested to see if that worked, frankly. 1 minute.
All right. Well, there's your carving station.
There is always the carving station. Well, not always. They'll close eventually, and there won't be a carving station. That's the thing about them. They're ephemeral.
Now, what is the Scout? This is new.
Oh, this is What is this?
I don't know.
It is the Scout.
It's a Scout.
I thought I was about to say it's something else, but it's not.
Well.
Telenav. Oh, okay.
Well, it's lovely.
Yeah.
I don't
absolutely
really know what it is.
I think they're...
I'm good. How are you?
Can I answer any questions for you?
Yeah. What's the Scout?
So Scout's Telenav's newest product. And we like to think of ourselves as special because we're the first product to run on the web, the phone, and the computer with a navigation system.
Okay.
So here's the case, right? My wife and I are at home. We're bored. We're looking what to do. You go to scout.me. You can discover what's around you. You can look for a place. You press a button. It shows up on your phone. And then the best part is if you're in a Scout-equipped car, so we just announced some work with Ford and Sony, all you got to do is go into the car. Your navigation's already running on your phone, and the turn-by-turn directions go over the speakers, and there's a screen on the car. You can see your turn-by-turn directions there. So from your house to your phone to your car, anywhere you go, you can get Scout navigation.
This isn't actually a new kind of car that sort of looks like the Ford logo that's called the Scout. We've just wrapped a lovely vehicle for the purposes of the digital experience.
Correct. So this is actually a Ford car, but our software will be soon running inside of this car. And so we've wrapped the external to show off what we can do inside of it.
So the idea is that your car navigation, it would be something that would be so familiar that you could run it pretty much anywhere.
The idea is that, you know, people really want a personal form of navigation. I mean, anyone can go and type in their address, but it's really annoying when you have to go and type it in. So what we've tried to do is really just look at the user and make it more personal to them. They can, we know where they are when they're at home, and we know where they're on the phone, and we now know they are where they're in the car. So it's much more about them. It's much more easy to use.
Now, it's an aftermarket solution, or is it something you're doing in partnerships
With Ford, it's we're working with the OEM. We've also done some aftermarket work as well, and we've announced some work with Sony.
How if I'm a customer and I want to get a hold of it, where do I go?
So right now, Scout.me is live on the web.
Okay.
And the Scout app is live on iTunes on the App Store.
And how much, I mean, obviously I know there's going to be different packages and everything, but what's the price range?
So the Scout, right, we haven't announced pricing yet with Ford.
Okay.
But the Scout app itself is free on the App Store today.
Okay. But the rest of it won't be free.
So you're correct. There'll be a premium upsell from there.
Okay,
it's
good.
Great question. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Scout.me for more information.
Right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
All right. I think by the time we get back to Nuance, they won't be ready for us anymore.
What do you Tom, come on. They will be.
I should have more faith. Oh, and Pandora is right next to
them. Have the faith.
We'll
yes, Pandora. That's right.
Hello.
I'm
Tom. We're streaming live. Nice to meet you, Matt. This is Sarah.
Hi, Matt. Nice to meet you.
So we understand, Nuance had some pretty big announcements today, a lot of partnerships or a platform available. Tell us a little bit about what that means for voice control of televisions and anything else.
Well, we announced Dragon TV today, which makes it easy for you to search EPG content, set recordings, change channels, all by voice. So much easier than using those complicated remotes with all the content now. We're working with several of the major TV OEMs on that solution. You'll see that in 2012. We announced a partnership with Intel to closely integrate voice interaction models with their platforms, more natural language, very conversational style. And just now we announced the availability of our Dragon Go app, which has been on the iPhone now for about 7 months, on Android.
Hey, that's great.
So,
Android fans will be very happy.
Yeah, so it's an exciting time for us.
So you guys are also, Nuance makes the technology behind Siri, which is very popular. How similar is this to Siri?
Well, I'm not allowed to say that we make the technology behind Siri. What I can say is that Apple licenses Nuance technology for a variety of its products.
That's why I said it for you.
Okay. But in the sense that Siri uses natural language understanding, yes, it's very similar.
So I'll be able to talk to my TV now. When we talked about this earlier on our news program, everybody in our chat room is like, oh, great, now when I shout at the TV, it's going to do strange things. Explain how it works so that it doesn't do strange things when you're, you know, yelling at a sports game.
Right. So there's a beamforming array microphone, and what that does is it locates where sound is coming from, and it blocks out all extraneous noise. And it also has a wake-up command, so when you say, Dragon TV, do this or do that. So if you're just yelling and screaming about a sports match, it's not going to pick it up.
But just don't yell Dragon TV.
unless you want to control the TV.
Now, tell me a little bit more about what you're doing with Intel, because that sounds like it will have some interesting applications as well.
Well, I think that, you know, generally speaking in the market, there's interest in speech as a mainstream interface, particularly as it pertains to more conversational interaction styles. And I think Intel is looking to make that a default capability on their platforms. And, you know, it's a great partnership for us.
Do you have any demos going on today, or is it just the...
I have demos of Dragon Go for Android. We're demoing our TV solution in our booth. We actually have a living room set up.
All right, we'll have to swing by.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Matt. It's good to talk to you. Have a good show. Pandora then?
Let's hit Pandora.
Well, let's not hit them. That would be rather...
Tom Conrad. How the heck are ya?
Good, I'm good.
So we decided to ambush you.
Good, look at that. Well
my
done.
Colleague Tom Merritt.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Tom, meet Tom.
What do we have? Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good to meet you.
Good.
So Pandora. I love Pandora. You love Pandora. Good. You work there, in fact.
I'm
you love it
Pandora.
So much. Yeah, so what are you guys doing here tonight?
Well, the big news for us today is we're kind of talking about just kind of the momentum that's been building for Pandora over the course of the last year. You know, we just announced today that we have 125 million registered users now. And the big story in the context of CES is just another year of huge growth on consumer electronics and automotive. I think last year we had just about 200 different consumer electronics devices that allow our listeners to tune into Pandora in their homes. This year we're over 450. There's even a refrigerator that's behind you lets people listen to Pandora, just above their ice maker. But the really big story for us is automotive. And we're in 23 different automotive solutions today from 17 different OEMs and a bunch of aftermarket companies. We have big announcements today from Kia, of course, joining General Motors and Hyundai and Toyota and just kind of everybody you can think of in the automotive space. So pretty exciting year for us of just continuing to deliver this personalized radio experience, everywhere our listeners want it.
I remember last year, even in the automotive section of CES itself, that was the big story, is Pandora in stereos, car stereos.
Yep.
So it was obviously a successful venture and just more and more.
Yeah, I think last year you saw companies like Ford and Toyota making big announcements, sort of pointing the industry in this direction. And then this year is just the story about ubiquity. Like they're all doing it.
Now, I have to say, Pandora in the fridge is fun and different. But if I have Pandora on all of my devices that I can wirelessly stream to my Sonos system, say, why would I do that?
Well, it's fantastic bass. You get the entire refrigerator kind of really vibrating. Really, we go the places that our listeners want us to be, and we hear over and over and over about the kitchen as being an important venue, and so, we're there. And my goal is to have every device that's connected to your television be able to stream Pandora, so when you sit down at night, it's like, should I listen to my Blu-ray player, or on my television, or on my Roku, or on my... I'd like people to make that decision. Which version of Pandora do they want to listen to tonight?
Not everybody who can afford an internet-connected fridge can also afford a tablet afterwards, Sarah. That's...
Well,
and
that's,
then how are they going to listen to their
That's Pandora? Why I said I want to make sure I understand what's going on here. Now, Pandora is awesome. I love the idea of it being just a basic feature in any car stereo.
That's the plan.
He probably likes that idea, too.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea. I'll quote you. Sarah Lane thinks this is an excellent idea.
No, I do too. Any other announcements that you guys have at the show, or
we've got a bunch of exciting things going on in the set-top box space too. Dish Network announced today that Pandora will be a feature of their new line of set-top boxes, which joins Fios and Comcast. So it's another really important category for us. Tens of millions of people obviously will be able to get Pandora to connect to their television. So. Super
you're
exciting.
Kind of you're on the heels of Netflix as far as being on everything.
We've enjoyed kind of being their kind of sister company for the last few years. It seems like they're the kind of video vanguard and we're the analog in the music space.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Sarah.
That was very informative.
Nice to meet you, Tom. Yeah, definitely. Have a good show.
Yeah. You too.
It's always hard to interview people who are like my good friends. So we go, tell me about your products. I'll see you later at the bar, but tell me about your product now.
Yeah, it's why I have a hard time working with all the people at Twit.
Yeah, let's work, Tom.
Hey, look, Lasso Lemonade. That's why the Lasso guy was there.
Yes, Lasso Lemonade
Stand. Notice, no journalists at the lemonade stand.
No, journalists don't do lemonade.
They don't
unless
do
it's
lemonade.
Spikes.
Hey, Slacker Radio's here as well. Go-Go, and Go-Go's got their 30-minute free flight.
I used it on Virgin America today. Would you like some lemonade, Tom?
Oh, thank
you very much, Liz.
I guess we're not journalists.
No, we certainly are not.
Mm. Mm. Actually, that's awesome. Thank you. I had no idea how much I needed that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's keep going. You know, Barnes & Noble had an interesting announcement today. I don't know that we even need to talk to them about it. I guess we can just ask them. But they're providing the New York Times subscribers who sign up for a year, I believe, a free Nook Touch. Or a simple, what's a simple Nook?
That's
the cheap
touch?
Version. Simple Touch. Yeah, the Nook Simple Touch.
Yeah,
and
I
then
think
a reduced
called.
Price Nook Color, I believe, as well.
Well, that's a pretty good deal, especially if you like the New York Times.
Yeah,
let's go over there.
Let's ask him what I got wrong when I explained that just now.
We may have just made up something that isn't true.
Which one of you has to talk to us? All right. Thank you very much. I just did a horrible job of explaining a deal that you have with the New York Times because I could only remember half the facts. Oh, he did. So the New York Times subscribe for a year, you get what?
Either a free Nook Simple Touch or a Nook Color for $99.
And the regular Nook Color price is $199?
Right, $199. And the Nook Simple Touch is $99. So
the idea being, I've heard a lot of people say, you know what newspapers ought to do? They ought to just go out and buy people, you know, tablets and then, you know, and then sell them papers that way. It's sort of that idea in part, which is we're not going to buy it for you, but we'll give you a discount.
Well, it's giving customers value. It's a great reading device. People want to read with it. So we thought we would offer them the best content they're looking for along with the device. Yes.
Can we expect any other kinds of deals like this? Are you guys, is this something you're just trying out with the New York Times and see how it goes? Or is it something you'd like to expand?
We actually announced a deal with People Magazine as well. So you can get a one-year subscription of People Magazine and a Nook tablet for $199. And the regular price is $249. Yes, that's right. So it's a really good deal.
And with something like People, you're going to want the color tablet, I have a feeling, because it's a magazine.
Yes, People is actually a special edition. It's interactive, so it's not just about the color, but you actually get full-featured videos in the magazine. You get music, you know, audio. You get web links. So it's very interactive, and it's a really great experience magazine.
Not so much lately, but it used to be like a birthday present, you know, where I'd get a year subscription to my favorite magazine. So this is, I can see gift giving. This would really, save somebody money and also be a really good gift.
Yes, it's a great value in the bundle. Absolutely. It's a great gift. You're absolutely right.
Thank you so much.
Very
we
good.
Won't torture you any longer. That was great. You were wonderful. Thanks for taking the time
to chat
with us.
Everything we need to know and more. Thank you.
So I wasn't too far off.
No.
But I think that is a great idea for both Barnes & Noble and the New York Times, frankly, because Barnes & Noble is going to make a little more money off of selling you additional content as they go along.
Sure.
And the New York Times gets some subscribers.
People,
hey, Mike.
People Magazine as well.
Yeah, we're just waltzing around doing some live streaming.
You're there first.
Well, we're usually behind somebody else, too. Yeah, it's a big train.
Tom, what do you think about things that hover?
You know, this thing is cool, but it's here every year. I think it's overcovered. It's really cool, though.
Ooh, did you see that?
You know, they got the HD camera on it, too. That's what we need it for in the studio, is to fly it around.
I'm just trying to figure out who's running it.
Right here.
Oh, it's you. Hello. Can you make it flip again?
Yes. So this is the AIA Drone 2.0, and basically this is a quadcopter that has a live HD video streaming directly on your tablet or smartphone. because this is how you control it. You just tilt your smartphone or tablet in one way, in one direction, and it goes in the same direction. So the thing is, you see, you have a HD video camera, 720p, and what the drone sees, even when you are flying very high, like at 50 meters, is what you will see on your tablet. And then if you want, you can record it and share it to other people very quickly with one application that you download for free on the App Store on the Android market. So it's pretty straightforward, a very accessible way to fly. You already have the controller at home. It's your smartphone or your tablet. And it's very easy.
I still don't understand how you made it flip just now.
Sorry?
I still don't understand how you made it flip just now.
Ah, I didn't control it myself, this one. This is an automatic demo, but basically... Oh, that's not magic. I just do my magic. But the one thing is that what you see here is what everybody can do with your smartphone or tablet. So basically, the
drone... This is just a pre-programmed model for the purposes of the show.
This is a pre-programmed model, but when you want to connect to the drone, it has a Wi-Fi signal, and you just connect to it with your tablet or smartphone. And that's how you connect. And then we also have a bunch of automatic demo mode. If, for example, you want a perfect panoramic shot of one place, you just program it quickly, easily, and the drone will do it for you. Yes.
I love it. Price?
The price will be $299 in the U.S., and it will release in the second quarter of 2012, the AirDrone 2.0.
So second part, summer or later?
Summer. Second quarter is the second trimester. It's between March and June. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so we can expect it by summer. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
That was fun. Now, see, I thought he was controlling it, but it's just
I thought he was too, but it was the guy in the black shirt.
Yeah. No, it's not controlled by
anybody. He had a remote, though. I think he was making it do things for you.
No,
I think it was spiking the results.
He said it was pre-programmed.
So, you know what? Netgear had a bunch of announcements. What do they got here? They've got some Innovations Award winners.
Oh, yeah?
Wi-Fi adapter. I know that they just...
was sort of hoping to see the thinnest TV from LG, but I don't...
No LG in sight.
Here.
No, they are on the floor only.
Yeah.
Very much controlling...
And we'll definitely be
by. ...what they've got going on. Is that Neo TV streaming player? So that's their set-top box. That's interesting as well. So that looks like sort of a Roku-type box. It's a little smaller. Well, it's actually about the same size as the new Roku.
Oh, I see. Yeah, actually, that looks just like my Roku.
Yeah. Except it says Netgear on the top of it.
And that is different than the Roku.
Absolutely. How's it going?
Good.
Hello.
Good. We are, streaming live on This Week in Tech Network.
Sounds good.
Mind telling us what you got that's new from Netgear?
So we have the Neo TV streaming player. Today we announced the addition of Hulu Plus. Basically, it's a streaming player that allows you to stream content to the TV over the internet. So it has built-in Wi-Fi, and you can stream movies, TV shows, user-generated content directly to the Neo TV in 1080p high resolution on the TV.
How much is it?
It's actually, right now, it's retailing for $69.99. It's available at Best Buy, Fry's, Staples, the usual suspects.
Available now?
It's available right now. Okay. Today, we announced the addition of Hulu Plus, as I mentioned, as well as future Neo TV streaming players will have Intel VIDAA capability, which allows you to project any laptop screen that's based on an i3, i5, i7 Intel VIDAA lap chipset to the TV, to the Neo TV wirelessly. So basically up to 1080p resolution.
So it's kind of what Apple people are used to with AirPlay through the Apple TV.
Yes.
This is from an Intel device through the Netgear. Now, what's the advantage to a Neo TV over a Roku? A lot of our audience loves the Roku.
Right. There's a couple of advantages. Today, Roku doesn't offer a Vudu service.
Uh-huh.
Vudu, for example, is the Walmart service. They are the only service that offer 1080p streaming blockbuster movies.
Yeah, I remember their old box with the rolling wheel.
That's
remote.
True. Yeah, that's true. So that's one. Vudu also supports 7.1 surround sound, which is the only service that does that as well. The other differentiator is YouTube, obviously. We just launched the new redesigned YouTube leanback interface, which will allow you to make premium purchases on YouTube.com and then watch them on Neo TV. As you've noticed, YouTube now offers a 99-cent rental for some of the Blockbuster's standard definition, which is a similar price point as the Redbox that you DVD that you can rent for Redbox.
Now, can you purchase them instantly? Can you purchase them from within the app as well?
You cannot purchase them from within the app. So you have to go to YouTube.com, but they're saved in your library.
Right,
as
and
long
then
as
they
you
sync
link
across.
The account, you'll be able to watch them on the Neo TV on the big screen.
Fantastic. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Have a good show.
Neo TV, $70.
$70, so it's a little more expensive than the cheapest Roku.
Right.
But like you said, they got a couple apps that Roku doesn't have. I think that's always going to be a differentiator for the different set-top boxes for a while,
as
they're all striking different deals. So everybody's going to be able to say, we have one thing that somebody else doesn't, you know?
Sure.
Nicole Lee. Nicole Lee's going around getting a bunch of other stories. Hey.
Nicole Lee and, oh, my
God.
Oh,
I see what you're spending.
With hats.
You're spending your time with the hats.
Well,
these
you
are
guys
nice
look
hats.
Great.
I'd be happy to give them to you.
No, you know,
oh,
you
no,
hold on to them.
We would never want to take your beautiful hats.
You hold on to them for us,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you, what's the favorite thing
my
you've seen? You've been going around this floor now for a few hours.
Yes, too many hours. The favorite thing I've seen, you know, there are a lot of interesting tablets on here. I was really interested in the Lenovo Yoga, the idea of
that was
that
the
yoga.
First thing we saw. That was cool looking.
It was
with
cool looking.
The fact that it bends all the way
it
back.
It bends all the way back. It can be a stand. It can be a laptop. It can be a tablet.
It can be a tent.
A tent.
For your cat?
For a very small cat.
A tiny cat.
A very big mouse, maybe.
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
Don't
snake.
Yeah.
That snake.
Snake, yeah. That
yeah
would
not
be
a long hard. Snake.
No, not at all.
Garden snake.
In the
yeah,
tent.
Little,
come on,
yeah.
You guys, use your imagination.
Right.
Yeah, that was cool. I do like that. And honestly, the phones here have been quite interesting too. And of course, the OLED TV.
Yeah, is
you
this
see
the
behind
you
here.
This is the new Samsung. Everybody's got an OLED TV this year. How many millimeters thick is this one?
Doesn't have a bezel. Is that?
No, it has one, but it's a very tiny bezel.
A small, but that's the point, right? Is that there's almost no frame at all.
Put it on your back and just bring it with you because it's so light and thin.
It is light. The guy was just tossing
it
around.
On your camping trips.
Well, let's
take a look.
Yeah,
huh?
Let's take a look at this. We can't swing by Samsung without taking
not.
A look at their OLED TV. Now, like I said, a lot of OLED TVs. LG announced one, Samsung announced one, Sharp announced one. There's a lot of different ones going on. This is the one
from
Samsung.
It's not the largest.
Right
but.
Here. No, it's not. But they're large. OLED TVs, I remember at CES in the past, you'd see them. They were like 17 inches or 20 inches. So this is actually getting competitive with the size that you'd like to see.
I'm going to go around the side and see how thin
you're
this
around
actually
that way?
Is.
Are we going to wing around this way? So this is your new OLED? Ah, this is your LED. Yeah, you didn't bring it with you today. But it's so thin. Why didn't you bring it?
It's a little big.
Well, tell us about this one since we're looking.
Yeah, so this has a couple of interesting features that we've never done before. One of them is on the top, you got a camera built right in. That means you could do video conferencing like you could use Skype right to the TV. Also, this supports motion control and voice control and facial recognition. That means you can control the TV just by moving your hands around. You don't need to pick up the remote control. Web browsing just with your hands, launching apps just with your hands, talking to it, telling what you want to do. So voicing, but your face will recognize you and log you in to different programs. The other thing is we put a multi-core processor in there. So it's a super fast television, getting up to where computers are. That means you can multitask. So we've got multitasking. You got thousands of apps you can download. So now, instead of having to quit each app, you can go from Netflix to ESPN to get your scores and go Epicurious and get your cooking and do your exercise apps and then toggle back and forth to all your different apps without quitting.
Now, how do you manage them if one of them gets hung up?
We haven't seen that happen because these aren't super sophisticated apps yet.
Right.
They're simple enough that we haven't seen hanging up problems like that.
Which on mobile platforms... Right. On mobile platforms, they just crash. You don't have to kill.
Right. Well, at least you won't miss a call while that's happening, right?
Right. Now, is it Intel processors inside?
We don't really get into all the details of all the internal parts. We just try to provide the best possible.
Or so it's Samsung. So it's a Samsung processor.
We have a lot of different choices that we can use, but we don't like to get into all the internals.
And is it the Nuance platform of voice recognition, or do you have your own?
It's all proprietary, developed by us, yeah.
And what's the price and availability on?
Well, this is going to be available in the spring. We haven't announced the price yet.
Well, thank you very much, Ethan. Appreciate chatting with you.
My pleasure.
This is the LED, not the the LED. The OLED is in his coat. Back at the office.
Okay. Well, you know, it's funny because the whole time I was looking at the TV as you were talking, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't see why this is so great. This doesn't look like anything I haven't seen before.
Well, it looks good, so right. It's an LED TV, but right.
Well,
it's
not, it's
not an OLED
TV. I didn't see anything new and amazing.
We should have known better.
We should have known better.
All right, what is it? Oh, we want to see the HTC Titan. That's right. Because they have the new Windows phone.
Ah, yes, the Titan.
Is the Titan here? Yeah, I see it. It's over there on the corner. Oh, there it is, right in front of you. If it had been one of those snakes in a tent, it would have bit you.
Here it is. It's the Titan.
Hey, Tom. Nice to meet you. I'm Tom.
You're Tom?
And this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Tom.
We're streaming live.
We just thought we'd come take a look at the new Titan Windows phone.
Absolutely. It's definitely a beast of a device. AT&T 4G LTE, 4.7-inch screen, Qualcomm Snapdragon S2 processor, 1.5 gigahertz. And, of course, it has a 16-megapixel camera.
Now, why do I need a 16-megapixel camera in a phone?
So most folks today are taking their photos with their mobile device. It's always with them. It provides the ease of sharing that photo on Facebook, Twitter.
But isn't 8 megapixels enough at a sensor this size?
I think 8 megapixels is great. And, you know, our goal is to try to make the best camera possible. And this device is 16 megapixels with a lot of software improvements, panorama shot for those sweeping landscapes, burst shot, takes 5 photos in a row so you can get those action shots. So we're looking to evolve both the hardware and software to make the best imaging experience possible.
Now, we were giving Nokia a hard time earlier because you got to say you have the first LTE Windows phone, at least for most of the day. Sure. When is this going to be available on 18?
It'll be available in the coming months. We'll come out with additional announcements that give the specific date as well as the pricing with AT&T. But it was great to be able to unveil that on stage today. It was a pretty exciting moment.
What do you think, Sarah?
I'm kind of smitten.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like it. It's I like the size.
It's big and sexy, isn't it?
Well, I don't really think it's sexy, but it is big and nice. Yes. I'm not sure sexy comes to mind.
If you flip it on the back, it's got a nice soft touch paint. And it's kind of almost a two-tone paint job.
Right.
So it's got a little bit of a sheener style to it. As well as, you know, all the things.
The lens on the back camera also is larger than I thought it would be.
Yeah,
we were talking earlier.
It's a 28-millimeter wide-angle lens, so that helps you get the good photos, helps light come in the lens. Mm-hmm. It's also a back-illuminated lens, so that helps with low-light shooting.
You know, this is a beautiful phone. Thanks so much, Tom. Appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Have a good show.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you. Right. Nice to meet you,
Take
too.
Care. So we're going to go around this way.
Okay.
Because we're gonna hit HP, we're going to hit Gazelle. I didn't want to say it to the guy because I gave him a hard time about the 16 megapixels. But it is nice that they allowed us to click into apps.
I didn't want to ask.
I know.
I figured I would just go.
And he never stopped, and they worked fine. I clicked into the browser, and it gave me a page not found, but that's not.
Yeah, me too.
That has nothing to do with that.
Me too.
Oh, look, it's Gazelle.
Don't just sell it. Gazelle it.
Hi, Gazelle.
Hey, Gazelle.
We're from Twit. Welcome. We appreciate you sponsoring our shows. Who wants to talk on camera? Okay. I see you guys kind of being like, no, you know, take him. How's it going? Good, good.
Hi there.
I just sold a laptop to you guys.
Cool. What model?
It was a 2009 MacBook Pro. Got $450 for it.
Nice. Pretty simple process.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And what'd you choose for payment?
I PayPal.
PayPal. That's pretty easy.
Cash.
Nice.
Money.
There you go.
To me. Greedy. I didn't take the chair.
Well, and you were raving about the VIP treatment.
Yeah, I got upgraded to the valet service, so I just dropped it off at FedEx. I didn't even have to box it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice. So what I can show you right now is, I'm sure you guys are all familiar with the site. This is our new iPhone experience.
We recently just passed 150,000 iPhones purchased since October 4th, since the launch. So this is a very cool. I can show you the brand new funnel we have right now. So if you want to select an option right now. Right now, it defaults you to good. 9 out of 10 iPhones are in good condition. And it's very simple. You can just select your payment option, take you straight through checkout. We'll send you a box. We'll send you a shipping label. Everything's free. Then you get your payment within 5 to 7 days. And one also thing we are showing this year is our app. We do have a mobile app, so I can show it to you on the iPad. It is made for iPhone, but it will detect your device. So it's showing that this is an iPad 2, Wi-Fi 3G.
And it tells you how much your device.
It tells you how much
you want to get rid of that.
You can sell all your iOS devices from your iOS device.
That's great. Yeah.
Very cool.
Cool. Well, it's great to see you guys.
Thanks too. A lot.
Appreciate all the support.
Yep. Take care.
Have a good show.
Thank you.
And HP is right across the way here.
HP's across the way.
Ooh, the Envy Spectre. Remember we saw the big teaser video for that?
Oh, yeah.
Should we,
it's not a dual screen.
No. It's not two pieces of glass.
No.
We're going to fight our way in here.
Thin.
It's an Ultrabook.
I think they're the same.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
Hi there.
Good.
So
we are streaming live.
Great.
Is it okay if we chat with you?
Absolutely.
Excellent. So we have been admirers of your teaser videos of Spectre. So we're very happy to finally see it in reality.
Does it live up to the expectation?
Well,
we kind of thought it was going to be two pieces of glass the way you made the teaser video. But we also knew it wouldn't be.
Well, it is.
We're telling you what our wishful thinking was.
It's joined by a hinge. It is two pieces.
Where's the other piece of glass?
It's actually three pieces of glass. So... we've got not only the A cover here, Gorilla Glass.
Right.
B, so the display.
Right.
But also the palm deck.
Oh.
Is glass as well.
You're right.
So you can feel
it looks textured, but it's totally
it's
smooth.
Silky,
yeah.
Smooth. And if you feel this, I mean, it's just got a different but yet very satisfying feel to it.
Now, is there a functional reason for this? It doesn't have to be. It looks great.
Right.
But do you get anything other benefits out
the
of having a big glass?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
It's functional and it's form as well. So just like DeLorean didn't need a reason to be made out of stainless steel or a Corvette out of fiberglass. Glass for its own sake is really a premium material. It's got a great feel to it, great strength, non-scratchable. So we feel really good about that from a design standpoint. From a functional standpoint, one of the really great properties of glass is that it transmits wireless really, really great. So the radios in here and the antennas in here are much more effective. So much so that we've put NFC in here as well, so near field communication. So if you have an NFC enabled phone, you can tap to share, move a website or a URL from the machine to the phone, vice versa. Some of the other interesting elements is this Radiance keyboard has individual LEDs per key. So you can see a constant, consistent illumination. But also we can do really fun things with that as well. So when you put it to sleep, we can turn off lights one row at a time. When you bring it back, we can turn on lights one at a time. It's just, again, some of the experience of ownership that we're delighting customers with. Some of the other things worth mentioning, it's got a good assortment of ports. It's got HDMI, mini display port, even USB 3.0. But the one that I think is very novel is this is a gigabit Ethernet jack. The Z-Hide doesn't really allow for a full one, so we have this drop jaw Ethernet here.
So you keep the thin profile until you need it. Then it expands
because we, again, focused on no compromise for our customers, you don't have to carry a bunch of dongles around, right? This has a bountiful amount of ports. With 9 hours of battery life, you don't have to carry your AC adapter. So in terms of delivering on the mobility promise, this is all you need. You just grab it and go.
What's the price and availability?
The availability will be February 8th. Price is $13.99. That comes configured with a Core i5, 128 gig hard drive, SSD, 4 gigs of RAM.
And it's customizable? On
some of the elements. So you can go from 128 gigs in the hard drive to 256.
Okay.
You can go from a Core i5 to a Core i7. You can go from 4 gigs of RAM to 8.
It's a beautiful machine, I have to say.
What do we have going on this side?
Well, you have to agree because you're paid by HP.
No, but I cannot wait till this goes mass production so I can have a unit.
Yeah.
So, again, this is Beats-enabled. So I've talked a little bit about the aesthetic of glass and about the design integrity. We've also really focused on specific usages around music in particular. So this has Beats audio, not only in the speakers, but in the headphone jack as well. It's got wireless audio as a transmitter is in here. So if you have wireless audio speakers, it will transmit around
Bluetooth?
The house inside. It's not Bluetooth. It's ClearNet, a different standard. Also, we've gone a little bit retro with a analog dial here, right, which gives you greater control and greater precision. And it's really about just an enhanced, more in-depth level of interaction with your system. It's not just pushing an up or down button.
Is that a machined titanium?
No, not titanium. No, okay. It's anodized aluminum.
Aluminum.
But you can feel it's just, it gives you a different sense, a different feel. We really are trying to deliver not only on the technology, but on the human factors of it as well. Different materials, going retro with the button, you know, premium audio, so forth.
And obviously, it's got a lot of the standard things that you would expect. It's got a built-in camera. It's a, you know, this kind of clear button keyboard. Any other questions you got?
The last thing I'd say is that one of the things you'll notice right away after you see the glass and notice it's different material is we put a 14-inch diagonal display inside a 13-inch chassis. And the way we did that is by absolutely minimizing the bezel. If you can see how absolutely tiny. It's almost edge to edge. Right? So, again, those... It takes a feat of engineering to make that happen. But, again, it's this.
You're talking about this bezel on the edge.
The black, small distance there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, whether it's through engineering, through human factors, delivering on the promise of no compromises, Core i5, SSD, et cetera.
What did you say was the ClearNet?
With a K. ClearNet is the
ClearNet with a K. Okay.
So you'd have to buy speakers that use ClearNet to take advantage of it.
But the transmitter is included. And so not only do we want people to make the purchase decision, but we want to delight them throughout their ownership. So when they want wireless audio and they discover it's in there, that's great. When they want near-field communication to do tap-to-share, it's already in there.
Well, that was one thing I was going to ask you. So you touched on it briefly, but near-field communication in an ultrabook, right? Mm-hmm. When we think of the NFC, everybody's like, oh, that's the thing you're going to use to pay for things. I'm not going to go pay for things with my ultrabook. So explain a little more what those features
so
that you could use.
So near-field communication has a few key modes. One is tap to share, another's tap to pay, and another's tap to authenticate. What we have in here is tap to share. So if I'm on Google Maps and I've got directions somewhere, I take my NFC-enabled phone, tap to share, it moves the URL to my phone, and then I have the driving directions to go.
How much does this weigh?
It's less than 4 pounds.
Right. Nice.
I think with the glass, it would be more.
Yeah, glass, pound for pound, is strength-wise, lighter than steel, lighter than metal. But again, without an AC adapter, because it runs 9 hours on the battery, without dongles, it's really, this is all you have. Right? You just take this device under 4 pounds and go. You don't need a full accoutrement of accessories or attachments. You just go. And again, this is for, we designed it specifically for and have delivered on, for the consumer who wants no compromises, right? In performance, in materials, in usage cases. This is the HP Envy.
You said February 14th, 8th?
Spectre. February 8th, $1,399.
Thank you so much.
Thank
great
you.
Great talking to you. Have a great show. All right. Cheers. We got to do Squarespace again because without them, we wouldn't be able to do this for so long. We've been walking around this place forever.
Yeah, we
really need to thank
my
them.
My feet feel it.
Yeah, my feet feel it too. But if you would like to have a fast, easy way to do a website, like I mentioned earlier, squarespace.com is the place to do it. One other way that I've seen people using Squarespace is if they are a fan of a business or maybe they want to get into like setting up websites for businesses, go into a business that doesn't have a website or maybe has a really, really bad basic one-page website, make them a website on Squarespace and show it to them because really quickly you could be sitting in the hot dog shop. This is a true story, actually. A guy was sitting in the hot dog shop, made a website for the hot dog shop, showed it to the owner. The owner was incredibly psyched. He handed it over. No cost for the setup.
Right.
No credit card needed. He used the free trial, set up a good-looking website, handed it over, and then the owner of the hot dog shop got to get a discount because we give you 3 months, 30% off when you use the code CES1. But you don't have to do anything to sign up. Just go. You don't even have to have a credit card. Just go sign up, squarespace.com.
They have so many themes that you could choose from just to get just to get started. Yeah. You don't have to have any skills at all in creating a website. You can just play around a little bit, and you'll see that the themes that Squarespace has off the bat, which are customizable, by the way, they're just not necessarily anything that you have to know how to code to enjoy. Photography displays, great widgets.
Yeah.
I don't do a lot of blogging, but my Squarespace blog changes all the time because I have all these widgets where I am hanging out in other social networks, so my blog stays dynamic.
I can attest, I have absolutely no skills, and I am able to make a decent-looking website on Squarespace with Sword and Laser, with Forecast. So.
I also use the Squarespace contact form so people can contact me, and it's not necessarily that I'm having to give out my email address every time, and I can forward it everywhere I want. They do a lot of good back-end stuff, too, really good support.
Excellent. CES Thank you,
one.
Squarespace, for your support of our coverage of CES.
Thank you, Squarespace.
We are done?
I think we're done, Tom.
We haven't even gotten to, I'd say we've gotten to about 20% of what's in here. But hopefully we've gotten you some of the best stuff. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Of course, our CES coverage continues at live.twit.tv.
That's right.
As we mentioned earlier, Sarah and Dick DiBartolo are going to be at Showstoppers.
We sure will.
Another show like this, but all different vendors. So check that out. And, of course, we begin tomorrow with our full-on coverage when CES opens on Tuesday morning. I think Windows Weekly at 10:30 a.m.
MacBreak Weekly at 11.
MacBreak at 11. So check it out. Thanks, everybody, for watching.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great night. From Digital Experience, out.